time. Uncensored. Unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one! It's Monday, July 6, 2026. I am your embattled host, coming to you from the Alex Jones Network at AlexJonesLive.com.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news, today.
Transmission lined up for you today. We're going to have open phones throughout the 4 hours. I've cleared the deck of guests because I want to hit all of this news. It is insane. I've got so many clips of members of the Senate, the House, state legislators, Democrat talk show hosts, national, local. I mean, without even looking, when I say that all the time, because I'm not even looking for this stuff. If I looked at probably about 100. Demonizing America's existence, demonizing the founding fathers, so pissed about the 4th of July event. They want to demoralize us. They want to break our will. Spencer Pratt was on fire breaking it down. Musk reposted it, got 50 million views. Musk also reposted and, you know, agreed with a lot of stuff I was saying about Sneeko, who, if you don't know who he is the most sociopathic example of what the left is, constantly flip-flopping, you know, declaring America an Islamic state. Islamic rallies, this is like the third week in a row, all over the U.S., including Austin, Dallas, again, just even where I live, in Texas. Michigan, New York, just declaring, screw you, America, we're taking over. People are sick of this. You can see under that, Elon said, absolutely, yes, deport him now. So scroll down and show that. So that's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got all of that today. Then more repercussions from the murder of Austin Metcalf, BET, it still has host on there saying that Austin Metcalf had two assault rifles and that he was going to kill Carmelo Anthony. I mean, this is the type of absolute insane garbage that we witness. And I want to go over some of those, but I saw a clip this morning that is the most powerful clip I've ever seen illustrating the woke mind virus. And one of its biggest aspects, conditioning people that they're victims because they're black or because they're a woman. And you see the prison that this puts people into, and it's so sad. And also the commentator is hilarious. I got to get this guy on. I'm learning every day, 10 or 15 times, I mean, literally, of just incredibly funny, incredibly smart people. Some are white, some are black, some are Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight, but who are just common sense and who just see the insanity of the left. And, I mean, there are tens of thousands now of prominent, quote, influencers, call them what you want, just people speaking common sense to insanity that are so smart and so funny. And I go and look how long these people have been on air. Sometimes it's just a few months, and they're already knocking it out of the park. So I want to start the main transmission. Some stations don't carry the first five. We're on a lot of radio stations for the young folks out there. We're like, why do you have a couple ads every, you know, hour? Well, that's like network TV or radio. We don't air our own ads. We don't run network ads. We run the local ads. You'll hear our national ads if you're listening nationally for our stations. So just always want to remind people on Rumble and X. So many young people are like, the other podcasts don't have set ad times. They just have ads here and there. Well, because I know I'm 52, it seems like I still feel like I'm super young, in as good a shape as I ever was, but I just keep forgetting that young people out there don't know what network TV and radio is. When they took me off the internet completely 7 years ago, except for InfoWars at the time and our own site, we stayed on air because of the radio stations and TV stations. So they're very precious, and people are still listening to those. So remember, a lot of times if I'm showing videos, I'll narrate. People say, why is he narrating? We can see it. Well, we have millions of people listening on the radio, so I have to narrate. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Giant broadcast today. So many incredible topics. Your calls and more. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Of the New York skyline, namely the Empire State Building, that hundreds of men died constructing. Hundreds, tens of thousands of men died when the United States of America built the Panama Canal. Tens of thousands died when the French tried to build it but failed. Look it up for yourself. Teddy Roosevelt had to move down there for 6 months and oversee it with pure will and the mosquitoes and the collapsing mountains and the swamp. And the reason I want to open the broadcast today with that is because there is an attack on men. There's an attack on the human species, period. The globalists want to sabotage the human future. They want a post-human cybernetic world. That is their admission. That is their plan. And if you can take down the family, you have taken down humanity. You have so many coddled people, spoiled children, male, female, but particularly women of every race, color, and creed in the West. It is a phenomenon that's well documented that each generation is getting lazier and is getting stupider because good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. But now we're in the bad times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. So the cycle. But I just happened in my feeds today a bunch of examples of women talking about what incredible victims they are in America and how the West is mean to women and how they love Islam and how they can't wait to be under Islam and just all sorts of other craziness. I probably got 15 of these clips, but I'm going to get as many as I can here. But I want to start with a woman. It's 7 a.m., and they've got a compressor going, and they're out there fixing the street. And this is a recent video, so it's 100 degrees out there. And she's wondering why they're out there at 7 a.m., because they want to get done by 2 o'clock so they don't die of heat stroke, lady. People also bitch, why are they fixing the highways at night? Well, that's so that doesn't cause a traffic jam. And so it's not 100 degrees. That's why during the summer, work crews work at night. You think they like working 12 hours in the middle of the night? Meanwhile, the women, on average, have the cushiest jobs, 70% of the college grads. They're putting all the major executive positions to undermine society. It's not that there aren't some confident women. It isn't that there aren't a lot of great women. But it's the type of women they're recruiting that have chips on their shoulder, that are angry. They have all these retreats they go to and scream and yell and throw fits. And I hate men. Men are the problem. I mean, I can play 100 clips. You've seen them. Mondami's wife said, I'm getting out of here for the 4th of July. I'm going to a feminist Islam retreat. That's like a gay Islam retreat. When they throw you off a building. So they come to the lap of luxury, the place that has absolutely empowered women. We kept the chivalry. We kept the open the doors for the women. We kept, lower the military standards for women, give them the positions of power, grease the skids for them. And then they still run around bitching and complaining about men. Not all the women, but particularly white women and black women. And it's in every group. And I have the statistics actually here, a bunch of them today. Leftists, depending on the study, are 7 to 9 times more likely to lie, to steal, to claim they're giving to charity, to virtue signal, but they don't. They give on average about 10% of what conservatives or Christians give. Also, you don't need a study to know this, but here it is. Left-leaning Americans driving birth rate decline. They're not having children. They don't have a life force. Gen Z and millennial liberals are most likely to sever ties with friends and family over political differences. They see the state as their god. These women see the state as their man, as their pimp. And Hitler said, how to take over society was to take over the family. He said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. And they have all of these TV shows and movies where the men are oppressive and the men are bad and the white men are killing the black people and hunting them down. And I saw a recent clip on BET where she says Austin Metcalf had automatic guns and he was going to kill Carmelo Anthony. No one ever said that. It's not true. Totally made up. But that's a talking point. She goes on to say, we've seen in all the movies how the whites are hunting us down and killing us. And now we're seeing it in the real world. So when I expose the 20-to-1 black on white crime, it's not even demonized blacks, as most of them are doing. It's a small minority of blacks, 15 to 14 to 25, that the Soros judges and DAs let out, the leftist media pushes and enrages and says, the whites are hunting you, they're killing you at epic proportions. I cover it because it's destroying society, and 9 out of 10 blacks that are killed by other blacks. They're the ones hurt most by it. And there's all these fake stories that there's an epidemic of whites killing blacks and police killing blacks. And if you go to the actual numbers, it's incredibly rare. And when it does happen, cities burn, even if the white is in the right. So this is how they're controlling us. But I want everybody to remember that men, not just in our species of mammals, but in almost every species of mammals, the males go out, they forage, they strive, they fight. They don't live as long in any mammal species. Males live a lot less than females. They provide for females. And it's also like that in almost every bird species. You can sit there in the courtship of cardinals and watch the male come with seeds and feed the female. And he's showing her, I will take care of you when you sit in the nest to take care of the babies. The toucan goes out and gets the fruit in his beak and brings it back to the female and the babies. This is biology. This is who we are. This isn't some affected social engineering the way society's set up. Men have twice the muscle than women have, twice the bone density. We have testosterone. We are supposed to be providers. We're supposed to be strong and go out and build civilization. And there have always been women in history that have that proclivity as well, and they join the men in that. But we're talking about the biology, and this move to get women in the workforce and to have the state raise the children is designed by the CIA, declassified from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, Miss Magazine. Gloria Steinem was a CIA officer to break down society, not to empower women, but to destroy civilization. Masculine behavior, bad for the planet, says new research. Toxic masculinity. And all the movies show women as masculine, men as effeminate. You see the plan. You know the plan. Why we should abolish the family. New York Magazine. Looking forward to the end of humans. Wall Street Journal. It's time to abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution. New York Times. Yeah, the movie Barbie. All of this stuff is men against the women, women against the men. Oh, Barbie begins with a 2001 Space Odyssey type event where the little girl's a slave. Let's play that scene coming up. To the baby dolls, which she instinctively wants to take care of and love and care for. And she bashes their brains out like the leftist mother does, aborting their children as a sacrament to the state. You see the numbers. Leftist-leaning Americans driving birth rate declines. The most alone. The most isolated. In Canada, they've killed over 100,000 people in just the last 2 years. 90-plus percent are liberals, mainly women, that feel like they're depressed, so the state kills them. They are the victims of the brainwashing. They are the victims of the mind control. Women tend to genetically conform more to a social construct as a survival mechanism. But when you have an evil social construct that's anti-human and you bend your will to that via Stockholm syndrome and give up your life force and believe the state is your God when it's actually your murderous pimp, you're not a winner, you're a loser. So we got a lot of these clips. Let's go to this one. This is powerful. And the guy's response is hilarious. I got to get him on. I don't know if this is the guy, but the account that originally posted it on Instagram is AKU .700 or AKU _700. We have got to get more of this guy's videos, and we got to get him on. We got to find out who actually originally made this because and I see a lot of these videos. You see the ones where it'll be a woman with 12 kids, 8 kids. She'll be in some Section 8 housing. She's like, I got a lot of kids. I need somebody to take care of all of my kids. You need to get in here and give me more money to take care of my kids. So you got the really dumbed down leftist having giant packs of kids with no father figure, and then the gangbangers are their father figure, and that degenerates, and they're fodder for the prisons, and that whole meat grinder, and then turn loose on society. And then you got the liberal pea brain pinhead women that hate men, hate kids. The sacrament is, you see Gloria Steinem, all the leftists, I had an abortion, I love abortion. Ooh, abortion's so much fun. Shows on HBO where the woman gets pregnant on purpose so she can kill a baby, and her boyfriend holds her hand while they suck the baby out with a vacuum cleaner. That's what they do, and chop it up. And she goes, God, it feels so good. I love killing that little son of a bitch. And I've seen thousands of postings on X and Instagram where the women write the birth date of when they conceive and the death date. And you little bastard, you little piece of crap, I'm going to chop you up tomorrow. I love murdering you. You want to see the clips? Think I'm joking? Just go type in women write on their stomachs that they're about to kill their baby. And hundreds and hundreds of these videos. These are the sickos that harden their hearts and turn themselves over to this. But they're the really evil ones. You've got this woman who's completely out of her gourd. And she thinks because they're working in the morning to fix the street. What do you think makes the streets work and the red lights work and your electricity and your water and your smartphone? And who do you think built your apartment? Who do you think built your refrigerator? Who do you think did all that? Who do you think's down in the sewers, lady? Who do you think built all those skyscrapers? Men. Who do you think built those dams that are hydroelectric? Who do you think fought in wars to defend your rights and your freedoms? Who do you think? Men. And we honor women. And smart women know that. And know to team up with a man as a team. But when, once they divide and conquer us, it's over. But look at her satisfaction. Look at the woman's eyes. Look at her weird and say, these evil men. Her whole identity is hating men. And then she probably wonders why the man's gone. She probably wonders why her life's falling apart. Because she has a giant chip on her shoulder. And she thinks the elite are men with their buzzing and their chopping and their driving and their but she loves the effeminate man. She loves the virtue signaling man. She loves the David Hoggs. She loves the Destinies. They're all little good time pals. They're not going to marry him. They're not going to have sex with him. They're not having sex with women. No. They just love throwing away their responsibility, throwing away their birthright, and being serval systems, cogs to the social engineers, losers, collaborators, failures, victims of the system they pretend to be part of. So listen to this lady. This is incredible. This guy's commentary is so good, I don't even need to comment. Then I'll comment at the end. Here it is. This is indicative. I've run into so many women in liberal cities and leftist areas that are like this, that just constantly have a chip on their shoulder. Constantly. She's just mad at men in general. I can show you all these black ladies that I walked into this repair shop to get tires on my car. I had the clip on the weekend, never played it. Maybe you can dig it up. And she's like, and I was talking about how much, you know, I tried to sit down between these two white people. There was plenty of chairs, but I sat between them, let them know I can do what I want. And I started talking about how much I didn't like black white people to my friend. And so they got up and moved to other chairs. And then I went and sat by him again and started talking about how much I hate white people. So he went outside and sat on a bench. So I went outside, and yeah, I started walking in front of him and walking into him. And he got up and left because he didn't like me because I'm black. No, lady, he knows you're crazy. He didn't want any problem with you. He didn't know you got a gun, gonna pull it out and shoot him like we see every day. You're nuts. Believe me, I'm a white guy. I know the average white guy's sitting there, got families got to take care of, got bills just like you. He's just trying to get some tires rotated. He's just trying to get on down the road. And then there's some crazy-ass lady. And they come in every shape and size and color, but they're out there, and they literally need an exorcism. They need to understand that they all went to community college or college. They all went to school. They got brainwashed. They got filled in, and they believe their identity is being a victim. They believe seeing all these phantoms, all these vapors. Oh, I was talking crap about white people and sat down between them, and so they got up and moved away. Well, I'd freaking go get in my car. Who knows how crazy you are? I don't care if it's a crazy white lady or black lady. A smart person gets away from crazy people, and there's plenty of them. Yeah, here's the lady in the repair shop. I mean, and then the black guy gets on her ass and says, you are crazy. I mean, it's just, the point is, chips on the shoulder. They're looking for trouble. I mean, folks, you can walk down the street in your neighborhood and act like you're mad and angry and walk over to some guys working on their truck and start bugging your eyes at them, and they can be black or white. They're going to say, hey, man, what's the problem? And you start swearing at them, you might get your ass beat. You walk over and ask, hey, where's a good restaurant? Or, hey, where's a good bar around here? I'm new. Well, what's your name? Hey, come over and play pool tonight. It's all how you act. It's the attitude you have. I can go anywhere. Black neighborhood, Hispanic neighborhood, rich white neighborhood, poor white neighborhood. I can go to any fishing village I want. And in an hour, I'm invited in everywhere. People are giving me food, beer. We're laughing. We're having a great time. Everybody loves me. Because I got a good attitude. Women love me because I got a good attitude. I'm telling jokes. I don't have a chip. I'll move on. Anybody that's successful knows that. People get mad at black guys, get all the hot white girls. You know why? White guys are scared to go ask them out. White guys are scared to go, hey, what do you like to do? Let's go have some fun. Black guys know how to go actually talk to somebody, have some fun. That's one thing they got going for them on average. Now, the Muslims and the other people, they are all creepy. The girls don't like that. The point is, you got to have a good attitude, folks. Listen to this crazy woman. And no, we're not making fun of her. Her brain is wrecked. I'd love to meet with her. I'd love to try to help her get out of this bondage. Here she is.
Get ready for this one. Yeah, she's mad because they're fixing the road. It's too noisy. Watch when she goes in the house. You're going to love this diatribe.
Yep. 7 a.m. in the morning. Once again. Because what happened at 7 a.m.? You know, 4 or 5 days in a row out in front of someone's apartment without their permission and without warning.
Oh, it gets better. Strap in, folks.
Women and children.
There it is. There's the crazy. We're not just talking Julia Fox crazy.
This is the next show with women and children.
You hear that laugh right there? We're talking Batman villain crazy. We could very well be witnessing a DC origin story.
And this is just only one other example about the sanity and the dignity of humans.
How long before she paints her face and joins the suicide squad?
They don't get it. They don't get that this is traumatizing.
Well, why don't you go live on a dirt road in Nepal? You won't have to deal with any road work there. That's one way to eliminate your first world problems.
They don't get that they're grinding and they're jarring things that have ever been invented. protected, and they think they have the right to use them whenever they want to, and nobody ever tells them no.
Now you should. Next time you see construction on the highway, just pull over and start rounding up all their tools. Yeah, then you could go to the car manufacturing plant and stop the production of transportation too. Maybe stop at the airport and take the tools away from the aviation mechanic working on the planes. That'll improve our quality of life.
And I'm so sick of it. I really want to go out there and I want to punch those men in their faces.
Well, that you should definitely try. Hopefully they put the power tools down and pick up the sledgehammer. Maybe they'll perform the type of manual labor you want them to do on the top of your head.
This non-stop hustle, this non-stop industrial revolution, this grinding, this drilling, this sanitation of their...
I think we got the female joker here, folks.
They need to stop. They need to be stopped.
Hopefully the authorities see this and put her on a watch list before she reaches her final form.
There is a time and a place for building, and there is a time and a place for using power tools, and there is a time and a place for people to build. This isn't it.
This isn't it. How does somebody become this?
This isn't it. 30 garbage trucks and 7:30 garbage trucks. Get a part of a bike rack at 7 a.m.
Well, then let the garbage pile up in your house then, since the garbage man's such an...
Guess who's going to come tomorrow at 7 a.m.?
Hopefully someone with a straight jacket and a roll of duct tape.
They can't wait till 9. They can't wait till 10. They need to be out in front of my apartment without permission. They think they have the right to.
Now I hope they never finish the job out there.
But if I started banging on my drum like I did the other night at 9 o'clock, I got neighbors telling me to shut up.
Ah, see, now it's making sense. Your neighbors probably hired them to get you to move.
I got music playing in my bedroom too loud. I got my kid jumping around too loud, and I'm being told to shut up.
Yeah, because you're inconsiderate, that's why. The people outside are working on fixing something. You're doing nothing but wafting your own flagellants.
I want to hear music too late at night, and it's against the law.
Oh, you want to listen to music late at night? Well, the people who have to get up early to work, like the men you despise outside, they want to sleep at night. You know, so they could wake up and maintain the infrastructure of our buildings, plumbing, electric, and roads. You know, all the things you take for granted that you rely on to be in working order so you can live, commute, and funk down.
I'll get kicked. Just drill and disturb everyone. And we're supposed to take it.
No, you don't have to take it. Get rid of everything you own that's been created by industries dominated by men. You know, like the phone you're on, your car, your house. Go live in the woods and start your own civilization with your girlfriends. Go hunt your own food, start your own grocery stores, build your own homes and cars with wrenches and hammers, and see how long you survive without us.
Contracted men, that's what he said. Oh, I'm just a contractor. I just do what I want. I'm contacted. Men, you suck. Your means, your ideals, your...
So they're laying around, many of them, all day bitching, having no idea. You ever work for a carpet cleaner company? There's no women there. It's super hard. You ever worked on a ranch? It's super hard. You ever shredded 12 hours a day? You ever chop wood? You ever cut trees down 12 hours a day? You ever worked at a factory, lady? You have no idea. Women have no idea how good they've got it. And it's time to let women nicely know that they've been brainwashed. But this is what the left has done. They've turned a large percentage of women into creatures like this. We'll be right back. The Great Awakening's here. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now.
There has been a major full court press agenda to undermine this country. To make Americans think that it's the American Republic and our Constitution that was the apple of the world's eye. Everybody wanted to come here to be part of this. That somehow... It's why America's hated around the world. It's why we've lost our liberties and our freedoms. It's why you can work 80 hours a week and still can't pay your bills. No, it's the globalists. It's the private Federal Reserve. It's the whole UNWF kleptocrats that have been financing all of the radical anti-white, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist garbage. And it's America that stands in the way of that. That's why with Cloward and Piven, they've been undermining it to destroy it. And so that's why with the 250th anniversary approaching in just a few days, it is so important to remember that they're trying to break your will. They're trying to demoralize you. Well, we're talking about the next leap in the information war with the truth against the liars. I'm here at AlexJonesLive.com headquarters. We've got our backup studio, new studios getting built. It's incredible. We're planning to go 20 hours a day live with even a late night show that's going to be incredible. But we need your support to do it, and you've been coming through with the support. That's why I want to give back to you on this 250th anniversary of our Constitutional Republic and celebrate it and know that its best days are to come if we take action, if we breathe life into it. And let Big Brother globalists know that they are in trouble. They've lost the faith of the public. Their own internal documents have leaked. They know they're in crisis. They know the Great Awakening's here. They thought their Great Reset and their COVID release would get us back in line, back in heel with their boot on our neck, but it didn't work. So, running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 4th of July, we are offering the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Best-selling items. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. Bovine Colostrum, the very best. Shilajit, incredible. Booster Testosterone, all these natural peptides. These are private labels, the best brands in the country, discounted. And up to 60% off the other supplements and 50% off on apparel. Many of these are loss leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that haven't tried some of these products, once you try Ultramethylene Blue or Bovine Colostrum or our Methylene Red that's proprietary, you're going to be hooked. There's over a 90% order rate. And you know you're financing liberty and freedom, so you cannot lose. Also, 60% off Ultimate Chill. With all these known herbs for natural, clean, calm, but you also stay focused at the same time. Ultimate Energy, Supercharge Energy, Methylene Red Capsules that goes with Methylene Blue, like a horse and carriage, MK Ultra, Brain Booster, Ultimate Power Freedom Mango is even better than Turbo Force. Similar formula, even stronger, full of super nutrients in Mango, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. You want a cooking beef tallow? We've got the highest quality right now for you as well. Superfood Green Powder, Tallow Bomb, Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shot, Androgenic Mushroom Super Coffee. I forgot about that. It is simply amazing. It's all up to 60% off. Our Zeolites, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, Irish CMOS, 40% off. It goes on and on. So up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all three of our top-selling supplements. 50% off on Patriot Apparel and more Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, flash sale celebrating the birth and the continuation of this country past 250 years at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 250 years of America and 250 more. We are 1776. We're unstoppable together.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So there are known systems in power and make humanity stronger, men, women, and children, and build a great civilization. There are known things you do to destroy a civilization, and the globalists admit they're doing all of those to undermine civilization under a Cloud and Piven system to collapse it. We here at Team Humanity are natalists, meaning pro-family, pro-human, pro-God, and we stand against that. Now, I got more examples of this. I'm going to shift gears into domestic politics, the left, the communists attacking July 4th, top Democrats across the board, and then huge military and political news, big news on Israel, Netanyahu is scheduled to come to the White House again in a few days. Trump saying, remember, you're not my boss, which is good. We put pressure on the administration to stop letting Israel be in complete control of everything. And, of course, we get demonized for that. I mean, I'm a sovereign American. I'm loyal to my country. We shouldn't have foreign countries running us. I don't care if it's Israel, China, Russia, the UK, the Easter Bunny. Doesn't matter. And you call them whatever names you want. It doesn't work. People understand what's going on. Those big developments, and there's a lot of them, are coming up as well. But I wanted to go to R&B sensation Alicia Keys, who I've heard her music. She's, you know, great stuff. Beautiful woman. But she's out of her mind. And, you know, she's not as bad as the last Karen that we just showed that thinks men are pure evil and are out fixing the toilets and plumbing and roads and, you know, working in 100-degree heat because they want to torture her. She doesn't even know how the civilization around her operates. She says she hates the civilization. Well, she can go live in the woods then. And she can get on an airplane right now and, you know, go to some third world country if she wants. But I guarantee you she's never even been out of the country. She has no idea what she's talking about. She just knows she's been brainwashed, have a chip on her shoulder against not just white men, but men in general. Listen to Alisa Keys is upset that American women don't have equal rights. She provides no specific examples, but she does ask her audience to suggest rights that they like to see women have. Well, yeah, why don't you tell us? In fact, we're live right now, but we'll post this commentary in her statement later on the Exit Rolex Jones Rumble. Why don't women that actually believe you don't have the same rights as men, why don't you tell us what those things are? Oh, the glass ceiling. Oh, there's not women in positions of power. Upwards of 70% of the graduates in college are now women. There are more women executives now than there are men. There are statistics that women tend to try to retire earlier, or try to have children. There's a record numbers of women that get smart and make a bunch of money and then want to get out of it. They don't seem to have the same drive as men. There are some women that have as much drive or more, but it's not statistical. It's like there are some long-distance champion runners, but 99% of them are Kenyan. Not African, Kenyan. Because genetically, Kenyan men are the best long-distance runners in the world genetically. Now, every 10 years or so, there'll be some other African and a few times a white guy that can beat him, who's just some super freak. But everybody knows who wins all the global marathons, who wins the big Olympic long races? Kenyan men. What's 80% in the NBA? Black men, genetics. It's not women. Women can't even compete. And the white guys, everybody else can barely compete. Look at the NFL. Is that discriminatory? No, it's the way it is. Okay? And look, there are IQ-wise black people with 160 IQs. But statistically, there are more Northern Europeans and Japanese and people and Ashkenazi Jews that have those crazy up in lights things. It's a genetic thing, ladies and gentlemen. But can the Ashkenazi Jew or some quantum mechanics physicist from Germany, can he run 40 miles? No. So the point is different groups tend to have different gifts. But there are statistically people in every group that have, you know, there's champion, world champion black chess players. Normally it's Russians. The point is that we all know in God's Garden of Eden that different groups have different particular gifts and skills statistically. But here's this woman saying we don't have rights, but she can't say what they are. Now, the left invents rights that pedophiles can adopt kids, invents rights that convicted child predators can have surrogate kids and they rape them and go to jail. They invent rights that a man can be a woman or a woman can be a man. You're not really a man. You don't have the chromosomes of a man or a woman. If you're a man that thinks you're a woman or vice versa, just like in South Park, the guy thinks he's a dolphin and they put a fake dolphin fin on him, but he's not a dolphin. And we're supposed to just pretend and just go along with all of this delusion that women can compete in sports with men. Just because they say a guy with testicles is a woman. So no, women have all the rights men have, and women can do things men can't do. Men can't have babies, and women can't squat 1,000 pounds. I can't either. You know, in that range, it's only a few men can do that. And who's the best genetically at super heavy weights? Northern European Scandinavians, almost always, just like Kenyans. It's people from Viking stock that are like 6'7" and have thighs this big around the size of oak trees. And even the biggest black guys can't beat them because those Scandinavians have, when it comes to picking up boulders, they can even beat the black guys. It's a weird genetic gift. Quite frankly, I'd rather have a super brain than be able to pick up a giant boulder, but whatever. That's all in God's plan. That's how this works. So, here's this woman. You can look it up. Last time look up her net worth. I bet it's $80 million. Probably more. Of course, you know, rich people hide most of their wealth. So I bet this woman's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, like Obama bitching about America, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, along with his husband, Big Mike. And here she is talking about women getting screwed over. Does she have any idea that women have the most rights in the West of anywhere in the world? Does she have any idea? No, she literally thinks the West and America is bad. Yeah, I guessed it. $150 million. Alisa Keys, net worth, $150 million. And you know what my net worth is as a white guy? My house and my car. And I'm a famous talk show host. I'm not bitching. I love America. It's incredible opportunities, the First Amendment, the rest of it. But, I mean, here's this gorgeous woman. She's got won the lottery on looks, won the lottery on voice, on talent. Millions of people come out to see her every year. She's got everything. And she's on the Internet bitching, stirring up women that they live in hell. Hey, ladies, when you're driving around, look at what the men are doing. Men are busting their asses. And the way the corporations work now at the construction company, it's the woman that's their boss, which in many cases, they're hardworking. They deserve it. Whatever. MTG had a very successful construction company, made tens of millions of dollars profit. She set it up herself as a young, poor woman, did it all herself. Knew how to go out and find the men that work hard and do a good job and put in good bids and do quality work and build stuff all over Georgia. Not mad at her. And you don't see her up there bitching about how America sucks and bitching how women are screwed over and bitching how women can't get a leg up. It's a lie. It's a fraud, and it ought to piss you off. But her managers, because this is how it is in Hollywood music, they tell her for her ESG corporate globalist score that if she doesn't go out and do that, she doesn't get booked. She doesn't get pushed. You know, I was having dinner years ago at Ted Nugent's ranch. And he was sitting there telling me, he goes, yeah, we lose about $40 million a year. We're banned by Ticketmaster. We're banned from all major arenas. We have to go to like city or county owned arenas. We still, you know, pack them out. But we lose $40, $45 million a year since I endorsed Trump. He said, you know, since the 60s, I was pro-gun, pro-hunting, pro-self-defense, and I still got discriminated against some. But he goes, since Trump got in, I'm banned everywhere. $40-something million dollars a year, but he's happy to do it. He's happy to do it. Because he wants to stand up for our rights and our freedoms. He travels the country crisscrossing getting rural voters to vote. Rural citizens, hunters. Selflessness. I've made incredible sacrifices. I've been offered $50 million a year to work for the globalists. I was offered the Fox News top show. I was offered to replace Rush Limbaugh by Roger Ailes. But they were controlled what I said. And I said, no, sir. No, ma'am. Because my integrity and my right to expose the globalists, their pandemics and their wars and their open borders and their attacks on our children, that's my mission. Not having a 20-bedroom thing and a $50 million jet and a bunch of crap I got to deal with. No. God will continue to provide for me as long as I tell the truth, and that's all I ask for. And even if God decided to let the bad guys kill me or throw me in prison, I don't blame God. I signed up for this. This is where I want to be. Fighting against the tyranny. But here she is. Here's the clip.
Did you know that it's been 100 years since the Equal Rights Amendment was first introduced? And now, still, women don't have an explicit guarantee to equal rights under the U.S. Constitution. Can you believe that? I mean, women are not asking for special rights, just equal rights. Let's turn outrage into authorship. If it's the 250th celebration of the country, isn't it time to update some things? What rights or guarantees do you feel all women should have in America? It's a good question. I'm not here to speak for you. I just want to pass you the mic. So have your say at peoplesbillofrights250.org. Not red, not blue, just you. Wow. Sending you big love.
All right, let's stop right there. I haven't seen the statistics in a while, but I guess she's worth over $150 million or $100 million. I was right. Let's look at this up. What percentage of money do women make on OnlyFans versus men? I'm guessing 95% of the money on OnlyFans is women. I mean, you read about this woman made $50 million a year. This woman made $80 million a year. This woman made $10 million a year. This, I mean, there's thousands of women making millions a year and millions of women making hundreds of thousands a year sitting there with pathetic men who are scared to go out and, you know, find a woman or whatever with this woman acting like they're their friend playing with themselves on camera. I've never been on OnlyFans, but I've read about what's on there and all that other cam girls and all the rest of it. And here are the women literally just feeding on these schmucks, feeding on their the fact that they're alone and sad. And again, in every industry, women are dominating it. Unless you're talking about the UFC or basketball, because men and women both want to watch the best players, and that's men. But even when the women's NBA starts making a ton of money because a white girl's popular, oh, now she's bad. Now it gets worse. It's not enough to sit there and say the men are suppressing the women and how dare the men be out there working on the highway making noise and, you know, how dare them be next door banging on the wall, fixing the drain pipes or whatever. How dare these men be cleaning up our clogged toilets? They're doing it to harass us. We just got a horrible life here sitting on our little pink pillows. Now, this is a show on BET. Black women claim that before Kamala Anthony killed Austin Metcalf, Austin had posted a video, totally made up, of himself with two assault rifles saying, I dare one of the monkeys to come to this track meet today. The family needs to sue. That is defamation. And you see Jasmine Crockett saying she'd kill him too. He deserved to die. They just make it up. Make it up that the guys are repairing the street because they want to harass her. Make it up that women don't have equal rights. Make it up that Austin Metcalf was saying, I'm going to go kill monkeys. What the? You're the one said that. You're the one calling black people monkeys. Out of your mouth, framing a dead guy so you can sit up there and be hateful because the big corporations want you to share the hate, to divide everybody while the globalists release deadly mosquitoes and ticks on us and 5G and chemtrail spraying and aluminum dioxide and all the GMO crap and the poison shots attacking everybody and half the black babies never making it out of their mother's womb getting killed. But you don't care about that. All over the country when they had the jury verdict guilty in the Austin Metcalf murder case, young black men would just walk up to homeless white people, you name it, and just punch him right in the nose. Here's for Carmelo Anthony. What the hell does some white homeless have to do in another state with this? Or three black women, let's go find a little white lady and beat her up because Carmelo Anthony. What the hell? Oh, but when blacks kill blacks, they don't want to hear about it. This is the brainwashing because the corporate media puts these people on air to just like they put enforced gangster rap out in the 80s, that's declassified CIA, to get young black men to go out and be thugs, to kill and destroy so they'd be put in prison and start the cycle of crime. It's all coming from the left. It's in the WikiLeaks, Hillary, talking to top psychiatrists and psychologists at the heads of universities about how they were going to turn up the race conflict. They're the ones, Obama running down America on the July 4th, Bill Clinton running down America on July 4th, this lady, you know, the R&B singer with $150 million in the bank, running down America. It's all there. I got hundreds of these clips today. They're still doing it 3 days after July 4th. 2 days after July 4th. Because the idea of America and us coming together around freedom is successful. They can't have that because they've got their world government. They've got their central bank digital currency. They've got their social credit score. They got their mark of the beast and they got their poison shot and they got their national draft and they got their wars for you. And if we're not all running around hating each other, they aren't going to be able to control us. And that's it for them. Divide and conquer. Listen to this witch. Listen to this racist evil. But this comes from the establishment. This is BET, folks. Par for the course.
There is an alleged post from Austin, you know, from, of course, before he passed, that, you know, he had two assault rifles.
Hey, stop again. Stop again. She's given that by the lawyers, by the producers. You see it on all the channels. Oh, it's an alleged post. Alleged. They don't show the post. It's alleged. He was going to kill the monkeys. No, none of that's true. Here, start it over.
There is an alleged post from Austin, you know, from, of course, before he passed, that, you know, he had two assault rifles on his, you know, resting on himself in the car, saying that I dare one of the monkeys to come to this track meet today. But this is someone where, you know, Carmelo Anthony was a 3.7 GPA student working two jobs. But he's the one that we're supposed to believe is a thug.
Of course. Because that's how they see us. They want everything is good because it's white. And then when it comes to black, it's angry. It's violent. And it's everything that they don't want.
And this is why I say nothing is entertainment, because movies have been made all along telling you exactly the truth. And we viewed it as entertainment. And now we're now having to come back again and understanding that it's just, you know, truth.
We are the show at the end of the day. I had a whole conversation with my son today, my 18-year-old son, and I'm telling him, as I'm running him around all day long trying to get his knee fixed to play football, bro, you playing a white man's game.
Yes.
You're at 18 years old. You're putting your body on the line to be their pawn, and you are nothing to them.
Nothing.
When are we going to wake up? When are we going to start pushing our kids to be court jesters?
Oh, yeah, the NFL's a plan to enslave black people. Contact sports were invented to hurt black people. Every culture in the world's had contact sports forever. In fact, in ancient times, every culture had gladiators killing each other. What is she even talking about? Meanwhile, this guy identifies as black. He didn't really look black to me. But black teen murders innocent white mother in Las Vegas. Didn't even know her, just shot her and killed her. My point is, I have more than 50 videos today of just recently blacks just murdering white people. Just shooting, murder. You see whites rioting about this? You see whites blaming all blacks for this? Can you imagine if whites were doing this? So here she is saying that a dead guy she's defaming was planning to kill the monkeys, so he deserved to die. No proof, no video, no post. Made up, pulled it out of the sky, told to do it, guaranteed. They sue her, it'll come out in depositions. Just like Jussie Smollett staged the guys attacking him. That didn't happen, of course. All made up, false flag attacks, because that's what the corporations want. So here's a little newscast on just, and by the way, I've seen a bunch of cases in Vegas where, you know, there's a white guy on a bike, so the kids run him over. There's a white guy walking, so they shoot him. I mean, it just happens everywhere. Hell, happened to our reporter. Jamie White killed because he was white. The guy said, I killed that white piece of garbage. Getting 25 years in prison, that's all. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
Now, investigators obtained from that night show Shauna and her friend walking here in the South Valley. Minutes later, a car pulls down the street. Two teenagers running from bullets. Police say a passenger was spraying from it. As the car comes closer to the camera, the shooter hangs out the window, firing bullets into the street. Of those nearly two dozen projectiles, one would hit Shauna McCowan. Police suspect then 15-year-old Kevin Perez Stubbs, seen here shortly after his arrest, was the shooter. These videos of him with the stolen ghost gun police suspect was used in the murder. Shauna's sister says she plans to stare her accused killer down as his case heads toward trial.
These young people, white, black, you name it, are so brainwashed and so stupid. They think the real world's Grand Theft Auto. They have no idea. It's like these two white girls just stabbed a 40-year-old mother at Sonic last week to death in front of everybody for no reason and just laughed about it when the cops come and say, yeah, I killed her. They're nice-looking white girls dressed nice. Just murder. Yeah, just murder you. It's demonic, folks. We're going to go to break. I've got more examples of how they put chips on people's shoulders and how we can try to deprogram them, but I've only got a few more clips that I'm going to get to because there's so many verses. People that came here from the World Cup from other countries, French, German, you name it, saying, I heard America was evil. I heard it was all anti-foreign. I heard it was all racist. People from Africa are like, everybody's so nice here. We'll get to that coming up. But before we do, do you understand how important it is when you support this broadcast, thealexjonesreport.com, and how you get incredible products? We're taking on the globalists. It's been declassified. The CIA, DOJ tried to shut us down. All these battles, we're still here at alexjoneslive.com. We're expanding the network, getting ready for new hosts, extra hosts, reporters. We're going to be bigger than we ever were, but only if you support us with your word of mouth, sharing the articles and videos and live feeds and local stations, and if you go to thealexjonesreport.com. So listen, we had a lot of requests to do this. It was supposed to be a three-day flash sale, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesreport.com. We're extending it to tomorrow at midnight, but it absolutely ends then. 50% off on all the T-shirts, ball caps. That makes a lot of these lost leaders. You don't have a lot of markup in them. 50% off on all the very best Patriot designs. Even more if you're a VIP member. It is buy one, get one free ultramethylene blue that'll change your life. Buy one free a canister of the very best. bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free. Shilajit capsules. If you don't know what Shilajit is, it's amazing. We got the best. Don't know what methylene blue is? It's amazing. We got the best. Don't know what bovine colostrum is? It's incredible. We have the best. And the other supplements are all up to 60% off. Biggest sale in the history of the site. We are fundraising. And then finally, this is really important. Listen to me carefully. This is the ninth coin that we put out in about 6-7 years. We do these a couple times a year, or sometimes about once a year on average, as a fundraiser coin. And this is hands down the most beautiful, important coin we've ever put out, and it's a fundraiser. The coin cost us, minted in Missouri, highest quality 999 silver, 0.99 silver, highest quality stamping, highest quality printing. It is a limited edition. Only 5,000 of these have been made. 2,000 got delivered to Arkansas at our warehouse last week. Those are about to sell out. 3,000 more come in on Friday, and then that's it. And it's $117.17. So the 40-something bucks we make on it is a fundraiser. It's a memento that you are the information war, that you are the Paul Revere, that you stood up for 1776 2.0, and that you kept us on the air and to expand in the face of this. We need the funds, so we bring you great products. And you look at all the other coins we put out before, they sell for 2, 3, 4 times all day on eBay because they are collectible. Because they're limited and they're historic. But we don't sell these as an investment in money. We sell them as an investment in the operation and what we're doing here on air, fighting for hearts and minds. And so when you do this, you underwrite us, and you are AlexJonesLive.com. You are the modern Paul Revere. You are the resistance. So I salute those that got the past coins that already got this coin. The first 2,000 have almost sold out, but we're not putting it on pre-order because more coming in Friday, so it counts as currently available. But we're not even out of the first 2,000 that are in right now. It'll be shipped out to you tomorrow if you order today. It is an amazing coin. It has the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776 on it, and it says the United States of America, sesquicentennial. That's on the tail side. On the head side, it's the American flag, the American bald eagle, and it says America 250. Pure silver, 0.999. Sterling silver, highest quality. Get yours now. This is silver bullion, but a collectible coin. But we're selling it not as the collectible for, you know, oh, it's going to be worth a whole bunch in the future, even though the coins are. We're selling it as an investment in the future and what we're doing. So get yours now, right now. America's 250th coin at thealexjonesstore.com, and get the methylene blue, get the Irish sea moss, get all the other great products while you're there. We now have the bovine colostrum grape flavored gummies that are so powerful and delicious. Get those. Those are discounted, but the sale ends tomorrow at midnight. Take action now. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream, just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at TheAlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If any current research is going on, and if it's conducted in any comparable level of secrecy to the original MK Ultra, it's very deeply secret.
But one thing you said, though, it's going to be hard for Congress to act when they're so dadgum compromised. Let's just be honest.
So we hear about MK Ultra all day. Even Dr. Kinzer points out this is just a tiny piece of it.
There have been enormous advances in cyber technology, in artificial intelligence, in neuroscience. Covert agencies may have access now to tools for mind control that Sidney Gottlieb could not even have imagined.
To get somebody to blow up a bus full of children or a building full of innocent civilians, you have to grind it into their minds. You have to wash their brains and tell them there is a higher cause out there. It's religious, ethnic, racial, whatever. And for that higher cause, you can disregard all the normal rules of morality.
This is all under one umbrella because it all feeds into one each other, because the whole agenda, the whole goal was to conquer the human mind and the subconscious. Because if you can do that, you can basically control and rule the world and manipulate whatever scenarios you want.
One of the most famous testing sites was the Allen Memorial Institute, or the Ravenscrag, at McGill University in Montreal. These top secret experiments and procedures were led by Sidney Gottlieb, the United States spymaster and mad chemist who financed and developed, quote, techniques that would crush the human psyche to the point that it would admit anything.
Correspondence between West and Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, the architect of MKUltra. He announced that he had learned how to replace true memories with false memories in people without their knowledge. In other words, he clarified, it has been found to be feasible to take the memory of a definite event in the life of an individual and, through hypnotic suggestion, bring about the subsequent conscious recall to the effect that this event never actually took place, but that a different fictional event actually did occur. If West's report was accurate, this was not the failure agency officials described in 1977, quite the opposite. It was, in fact, the central ambition of the MKUltra operation, the means of gaining the ability to seize the control of a person's perceptions, memories, and ultimately their behavior.
The goal of Project Bluebird was to train subjects through hypnosis and behavior modification so that it would be impossible for enemies of the United States to extract vital information. The goal of Project Artichoke was to examine if a human is capable of attempting an assassination without hesitation. Methods used include hypnosis, forced substance addiction, and forced substance withdrawal. MKUltra, the final evolution of its 1940s predecessors, employed a variety of techniques to influence the minds and brains of its subject.
I recently have a client who, at the age of 14, was recruited in the Long Beach area, and she was being taken to a Navy base, and they were, she can describe the path, describe everything very intrinsically, and talks about how they were putting her in CT scan machines, hooking her head up to wires, having her just think about processes, and they were capturing all this data. Next thing you know, she was being put on military aircraft and taking to overseas in the Middle East. And at a very young age, she was made into an assassin.
I was in D.C. about 6 years ago with a bunch of former top Navy SEALs in Delta Force. These are some of these guys are famous, and they said, I was talking about this. They go, listen, a couple of years ago, we were on a mission for months guarding this base in Africa, a U.S. base, where they had all these gifted children with all of this stuff. It was all classified, but it was all sorts of magnetic waves. They were implanting them with stuff. They were saying, yeah, that they had seen that. And so that's how widespread all of this is. And what you pioneered, what they admit now is, it's the chips and now the liquid chips and the nanotech. It's not just they're hitting them with waves. They have been filled with this. And they had a Donald Pleasanton was in a BBC show in the 60s.
We call these things surgical transmitters. One was fitted inside you when you went into the Charing Cross Hospital 3 years ago. An appendix, wasn't it?
Transmitter.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide. They're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at theAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Since the beginning of time, since the first little girl ever existed, there have been dolls. But the dolls were always and forever baby dolls. The girls who played with them could only ever play at being mothers, which can be fun, at least for a while anyway. Ask your mother. This continued until...
she was freed by the CIA and Gloria Steinem to kill her baby, to hate men, and help collapse the human population forever. She had joined the eugenicists. She would help end humanity. She would hate the men. She would hate the children. She would be the CIA Terminator. She would be the ultimate Trojan horse. She would embrace Islam. She would embrace everything anti-human. She would destroy the West once and for all. The ultimate weapon. She would sacrifice her children to Molech with extreme prejudice and pleasure. And she would be hailed by Satan as the sword that severed the head of humanity. Stay in attack formation. I'm on the leader. Several fighters have broken off from the main group. Come with me. I'm on the leader. Impressive. Most impressive. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. We're into hour number two. Oh, and I'm on a roll today. We got so much more news and information to cover as we reawaken humanity to the globalist death cult and rekindle the fires of human will and our survival instinct to not just survive, but thrive. All right, start your engines. We're going to turn on the phone system, and we're going to take your calls in the first round, first-time callers, on the July 4th celebrations, the left openly demonizing, and haven't really got to that yet. Into all the global developments, the communist, American socialist winning all the major primaries, the incredible footage we showed last hour of women worth hundreds of millions of dollars saying women have no rights in America, and women saying that men out jackhammering the street are there to harass women and they can't, hey, hate the industrial civilization. And for the third week in a row, all over the Western world, Islamicists in all the major cities chanting, Allah Akbar, we are putting you under Sharia law. We are capturing you. We are taking over. It's insane. But we're exposing. We'll also look at inflation. Wall Street Journal article. Also The Atlantic running it. The age of the trillionaire. Oh, Elon Musk is so evil, he has $1 trillion. It's the age of hyperinflation. $1 trillion is now like $1 billion. And it's the stock in these companies. Elon Musk puts everything. I'm not just a defender and apologist for Elon Musk. But when they sit there and say, oh, this guy owns all these big companies that employ millions of people. Oh, it's terrible. He has all this money. That's the stock valuation. And the inflation is being hidden in the stocks. We'll be getting to that as well. Big developments on Netanyahu. As of this morning, they still hadn't said when he was coming. They say sometime this week. Let's look. Have they announced it yet? When is Netanyahu coming to the U.S. for like the 18th time since Trump got back in? Trump came out over the weekend on Truth Social and said, remember, I'm the boss. Why does he have to say that? Because Netanyahu's been saying he's the boss and bragging he got us into this war. And when you criticize it, you're called a traitor. You're called Hitler, as if that does anything. Newsflash, Israel, you're the most unpopular country in the world with that type of rhetoric. Even Trump has said that to you. Stop it. I'm not a fan of the mullahs, but the Pentagon assessment was they would not fall. 90% chance they'd close the strait and ruin the economy and more. Nope, no date has been finalized, but he's the boss. He said, Friday, I'm coming next week, but I guess he'll tell us when he shows up. But I wanted to show you a particularly nasty person I've only ever talked about once. That was yesterday. I've known who he was for years. The guy reaches millions of people a day. He is anti-Islam. He's pro-Islam. He is pro-Trump. He's anti-Trump. He's pro-lockdown. He's against the lockdown. And he'll flip-flop from day to day whatever group he's with. But here he is in New York, one of the Allah Akbar events, where we got a bunch of video chanting, we're taking over Sharia law. He joins in, hops around, and screams and says it, but he's not a U.S. citizen, and his ass needs to be deported. Elon Musk agreed with me and said yes, and boosted my post on this yesterday. Deport him now. Sneeko declares New York an Islamic state. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world will become Muslim. Well, that is the Quran. It is a, go read it. I've read it twice. It is a battle manual of how he took over Medina and then Mecca and how he promised the world. And he teaches them how to deceive, how to act friendly at first, then push people out of each town, then push them out of the country. This is Islam. Just like brain cancer, eat your brain, or lung cancer, eat your lungs, or, putting a shotgun in your mouth, pulling the trigger, when it's loaded, it'll blow your head off. This is what it does. So, yes, I have a phobia of death. I mean, I'm ready for it. I don't want it. Never commit suicide. But, I'm not happy about it. I get up to the edge of a cliff. I have a phobia. It's a natural instinct. Hey, don't go too far on the cliff. There's a famous place called The Window at Big Bend. You hike down 3 miles. It's this cleft in the rock. You're 4,000 feet up, 5,000 feet up, and you're right there on the edge with the wind blowing you, holding onto the sides. And, man, do you feel alive when you're doing it, but you've got the willies in your stomach, the hair on the back of your neck stood up. You have a phobia for a reason. It's a rational fear. It's a good fear to have that. It is a wholesome fear to have that. Same thing. You see a black widow running across the floor in your house, and most people go, ooh, and jump back. I take my shoe off and, splat it or go stomp on it because I know it can kill me. Same thing with the brown recluse. 6-7 years ago, my wife's out in the garage and she goes, there's a rattlesnake in there. There's a rattlesnake in there. And I go out in the garage and I go, well, you're right. It's a viper. It's a heat viper. It's in the rattlesnake general family. That's a big copperhead. It's like 4 feet long, and it was coiled up in the corner. And I had a gym in the garage, and I picked up a 30-pound weight and threw it about 10 feet perfectly at moments like that, clicked my instincts on, and it perfectly descended and hit right on top of the snake. And as it saw it coming, it uncoiled and was about to run. And the weight hit perfectly on its head, splat, blood. And, man, I had an exhilaration of a good hunter. As a good defender, I had an endorphin rush. Ooh! It wasn't that I killed something. It wasn't the blood splattered. It was that at a deep instinctive level, I had killed the snake. It was like I'd won the lottery. Oh! Felt so good. About a year later, I'm out with my two daughters hiking on the golf course. Old rattlesnake is going along by the path, about another 4-footer. And I picked up a big limestone, honeycomb limestone rock, and I said, watch this. And I threw it about 15 feet perfectly and splat on the head. And my daughters went, Daddy! And when it's a snake or a spider, I never miss because it's defensive. I click into the mode. You think normally I can throw a weight 10 feet perfectly, splat the head? You think normally I can throw a rock perfectly and splat the head? No. It's the defender in me. And you have instincts, too, that you can turn on and you can hone. And Sneeko, I'm not calling for splatting his head, but culturally I'm calling for putting him nonviolently in an airplane like a cannon, a clown in a cannon at the circus, and shooting him out of it back to the Middle East with all of his other little compatriots. Bye-bye. You're here to conquer us. Guaranteed this horde of young Muslim men, the numbers are clear. 90% are on welfare. They all wear their track suits, lay around, deal drugs. I'm not saying he does, but, you know, the drill. Sex groom, all that crap. Because we're the coffer. We're the profane. We are the infidel. And we deserve to have done to us whatever they want. I can play you Palestinian TV where they're like, under Islam when we conquer Israel, all their women will be our sex slaves. And you should be happy your husband has sex slaves and we'll sell them into sex slavery because the Quran says they deserve it. And when we capture America, we will also put their women into sex slavery. All the grooming gangs, all of that is their religion. It is their plan. And then some will say, and I'll get to this in a moment, well, wait, then you're for blowing up Iran and you're for Israel. No. Israel and the U.S. and England have been caught funding Al-Qaeda, funding ISIS, funding Hamas, letting them attack, standing down 7.5 hours on October 7th on record. Even Netanyahu admits it, but won't say who did it. Says after the war, we'll investigate. The army says it's him. He says it's the army. Sneeko was born in New York City in a family with Haitian and Filipino ancestry. I already he's a foreigner and speaks French fluently. He moved to Miami, Florida, and converted to Islam. I heard he's a foreigner. Well, whatever. I think if somebody declares they're for a foreign religion and a foreign power here to overthrow the country, I think they ought to have their citizenship stripped, even if he is a citizen, and get his ass out of here. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, wasn't bragging about the snake stories. Those are true stories about my phobia of snakes. And it's more like a desire. I kill them. Now, if I see a rat snake or a garden snake, I'll pick it up and show the kids, sweet little, you know, it's a lizard without legs, and, you know, have fun with it and pet it and, you know, all the rest of it, and find a box turtle, feed a few strawberries, and let it go. I love reptiles, but not ones that got eyebrows. You know why they got those eyes? Those are their infrared heat vipers for eating frogs and baby birds and mice and rats. When you see a viper, you know what to do with it. All right, well, I saw online he was a citizen. I was wrong to correct that. I still say deport his ass. And there are ways to actually claw back people that have become naturalized, but I guess if he's born here, we can't. Well, let's just know this. You're not conquering us, pal. He's so slimy. But I digress. Let's go ahead and go to Sneeko in New York over the weekend, and then let's go right into him over the years, flip-flopping on every major issue. The man is a sociopath. Here he is.
Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Oh no! Oh no! Fuck you! This is the Islamic Republic of New Yorkistan! Islam will be in every household! Inshallah, the whole world is Muslim! Welcome to Mamdani's New York! You see this city? You see how it looks? Inshallah, your city looks just like this too!
We're coming for you! So why don't you move to Syria? Why don't you move to Iran? Why don't you move to Saudi Arabia? Why don't you move to Jordan? Why don't you move to, if you really like Islam, to Somalia? Why don't you, oh, because your Quran says you're here to capture us and take control of us. Let's go to his flip-flopping over the years.
Hello, man.
At this point, it's just too late to say that we can't be violent and that the protesting has to be completely peaceful. Because even when Kaepernick was kneeling, you were saying, or white people were saying, that it's too far, that this is the incorrect way to protest. I think that this radical protesting, if we're gonna steal, if we're gonna loot, if we're gonna burn stuff, if we're gonna commit crimes, it should be political. There should be an objective in mind. This whole system should be shut down. That systematic white oppression is so strong that it needs to be dismantled from the ground up. Hit them where it hurts. If you're gonna be violent, hit them where it hurts.
There are a bunch of other compilations of him flip-flopping on everything imaginable. I'm not going to spend more time on this guy, but that's what we're dealing with. Meanwhile, the scorching midterm election poll that shows a blue wave cresting over Republicans, and I've talked to Republican pollsters and the White House, and they say that House is going to get lost, maybe the Senate, and it's because of the economy, it's because of the war, it's because Trump's softening on immigration is what's being perceived. Meanwhile, a zombie Congress is threatening Trump's agenda. They won't get anything he wants passed. It's just absolutely disgusting. Thune, all of them. It's incredible. Now, let's look at Israel and tie it into Islam. Israel just killed Esperanza in South Lebanon. She wasn't a combatant. She was a school principal. Israel dropped a bomb on her vehicle, murdering her, her husband, and her housemate instantly. And they're killing members of the press. Just because the Muslims do that doesn't mean Israel will keep doing this stuff. It's pissing people off. Hamas begins dissolving Gaza government. They don't want an elected government. They don't want a peaceful government. They want to keep their dictatorship going. You're like, oh, good, Israel's going to take them out. Israel created Hamas. Netanyahu funded him, doubled their funding the year before, on record, and then stood down on October 7th. See, they let the rattlesnake in so they'd have a pretext to come in. That's what's wrong. That's what's disgusting. That's what all these Christian Zionists won't respond to. That's what they won't deal with. Just in, ahead of a possible White House visit by Netanyahu, Trump says Netanyahu knows who the boss is. The president has to post that saying that because it's such a political issue. Unbelievable. President Trump repeatedly said Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu knows who the boss is ahead of potential high-stakes meeting between the two leaders. Why does he even have to say that? We got all the death to America stuff, six-day funeral, starting July 4th for the killed Ayatollah. And I want to play some of that coming up. And I want to play this guy because I never clicked on his videos. And they're forcing this guy and these Christian Zionists into my feed. And look, he's got the Star of David around his neck. He says he's a Protestant. And his constant talk is, I'm against the Nazis. And I'm against the Islamicist, and I'm against the communist. Well, and everybody that is it for these wars, where we get 45 times the Muslims in the West, Europe, the United States, Canada, that we had before 9/11. I thought we were fighting them over there, so they didn't come over here. We fight them over there, the UN builds them up, we let them in. See how that works? Republicans and Democrats. Trump's stopped a lot of that, but the neocons were the architects of this. So I'd like to have this guy on the show, and I'll tell him what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to go, okay, well, here's the Jerusalem Post and the Times of Israel. Israel created Hamas. Israel protected Hamas. Netanyahu doubled their funding. Okay, here's the West, and Israel helped with Turkey 2+ years ago, putting the head of Al-Qaeda in over Syria, who then mass murdered the Christians. So don't sit there and say, oh, you're for Islam because you're against a war the Pentagon said would probably fail, which it did. What are we, 125, 126 days into the war now? See, these guys never talk about that. They have this false equivalency. Guys, pull up the definition of false equivalency. Type in just into Google or, you know, into Grok or whatever you want. What is the definition of false equivalency? Because that's what all this is. They're all in my feed on X and Rumble. On our official channels, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live, on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJ and Live. These guys constantly, oh, you're for the Muslims. Oh, you're on the Qatari payroll. I didn't get a $300 million plane from Qatar. I've never been to Qatar. I've got no money from Qatar. I didn't build the biggest U.S. military base in the world over there. A false equivalence here, false equivalence is a informal fallacy in which an equivalence is drawn between two subjects based on flawed, faulty, or false reasoning. The fallacy is categorized as a fallacy of inconsistency. Colloquially, a false equivalence is often called comparing apples and oranges. And that's all these people do. I agree with Mark Levin, the mullahs are bad. I agree Islam's a cancer. And I don't agree that Israel and the U.S. and the U.K. are famous for funding all the radical Muslim groups and bringing them in to then have a crisis and then take our rights and stick TSA's hands down our pants and put us in body scanners while the borders were wide open. See it? So the Pentagon, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, Turkish intelligence, NATO, their eyeballs funding Islam. And these guys can't deal with that. They don't know how to respond to that. So listen to this guy. I forget his name. What's his name? Hilton. And I want to get him on the show. And I want to, you know, sit there just, and I'm not singling him out. This is, I've got to pick one guy to get on. He says, I'm a Christian Zionist at the start of his videos. And I sit there and you tell he's been to some ecumenical school. He's got this preacher voice he does and everything sounds like this. And he's there telling you that the woke Reich is in league with the Muslims and they are, and then the commies. Well, the commies are in league with that. And the establishment's in league with that. And Netanyahu's in league with that. And you got to understand that, but they won't respond. I'm going to nail this guy down on that. I'm telling him I'm going to bring up because he can't get his argument together even with a head start. Jake Hilton, forced into my feeds, never clicked on his stuff, just forced. I want to ask him, too, are you getting any of that $1.3 billion the Israelis spent the last year on U.S. influencers? Well, you talk about everybody else without evidence being on the payroll of foreign governments, pal? Let's go ahead and play a clip of him. Here he is.
Have you ever seen the movie Titanic? What am I saying? Of course you have. Who hasn't seen the movie Titanic? There's a scene in that movie
Hit pause. I'm going to start this over. We got to go to break in a minute. I need to get the number out. Let me do this. Let's put on screen the number to call in on any issues I've covered, any subjects you want to get into, but it's first-time callers the first round. Then after we take, you know, 10 calls or so, we're going to take calls the rest of the show with news, then it'll be a free-for-all for everybody. And if you agree and call in, disagree, we got a question, got a comment, all I want is a clean phone line. Tell us where you're calling from. Okay? And you don't have to say that. You can say your name's Jane Doe or Johnny, you know, Six Pack or, you know, whatever. Sally Soccer Mom, whatever. I think I'm combining the terms. I'd like to hear from you. The number is 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. You're outside the country, deal your country access code and the U.S. code, and then 512-266-0642. And if you disagree with me, tell us, and you'll go to the head of the line, okay? And you can talk about whatever you want. People always, like, try to get me to screen their calls live on air. They're saying, is it okay if I talk about this? Is it okay if I'm not a regular talk radio show or TV on talk radio or talk radio on TV. You can say whatever you want. I'm not screening your call live on air. That's my pet peeve. Don't do it. I'm about to bash Israel. I know you're going to hang up on me because you work for the Jews. Do you realize how retarded you are? That's another thing. Because the Nazis are mad that I cover the Chi-Coms and the EU and big tech and Hollywood and the left and all of it. And don't just cover Israel all day. Though we talk about Israel a lot because now it's so front and center. Trying to take over the military-industrial complex in the current National Defense Authorization Act, primarying all these members of Congress that don't follow their orders to a T. When they say jump, they say how high. Calling everybody Nazis, spending billions of dollars to brainwash and propaganda people. It's come out working with the Justice Department previously and currently to censor people. Oh, there's big news on that, too. Oh, my goodness. Motion asks FBI to force FBI disclosure of potential Twitter censorship payments. That came out in Congress, but they want the names. Yeah, this is still ongoing. The Justice Department said we're not allowing an investigation into the DOJ targeting Alex under Biden. And that was the current, you know, acting attorney general did that. Thanks a lot, Todd Blanche. So all I get is attacked. I don't get any foreign money like some of these people. So we'll come back and play this guy on the other side and more and take your calls. Massive transmission lined up. The war has just begun. I'm your host.
There has been a major full court press agenda to undermine this country. To make Americans think that it's the American Republic and our Constitution that was the apple of the world's eye. Everybody wanted to come here to be part of this. That somehow it's why America's hated around the world. It's why we've lost our liberties and our freedoms. It's why you can work 80 hours a week and still can't pay your bills. No, it's the globalists. It's the private Federal Reserve. It's the whole UN, WF, kleptocrats. that have been financing all of the radical anti-white, anti-America, anti-Christian, anti-capitalist garbage. And it's America that stands in the way of that. That's why with Cloward and Piven, they've been undermining it to destroy it. And so that's why with the 250th anniversary approaching in just a few days, it is so important to remember that they're trying to break your will. They're trying to demoralize you. Well, we're talking about the next leap in the information war with the truth against the liars. I'm here at AlexJonesLive.com headquarters. We've got our backup studio, new studio is getting built. It's incredible. We're planning to go 20 hours a day live with even a late night show that's going to be incredible. But we need your support to do it, and you've been coming through with the support. That's why I want to give back to you on this 250th anniversary of our Constitutional Republic and celebrate it and know that its best days are to come if we take action, if we breathe life into it. And let Big Brother globalists know that they are in trouble. They've lost the faith of the public. Their own internal documents have leaked. They know they're in crisis. They know the Great Awakening's here. They thought their Great Reset and their COVID release would get us back in line, back in heel with their boot on our neck, but it didn't work. So, running this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through the 4th of July, we are offering the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Best-selling items. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the very best. Bovine Colostrum, the very best. Shilajit, incredible. Booster Testosterone, all these natural peptides. These are private labels, the best brands in the country, discounted. And up to 60% off the other supplements and 50% off on apparel. Many of these are loss leaders, but I know those of you on the fence that haven't tried some of these products, once you try Ultramethylene Blue or Bovine Colostrum or our Methylene Red that's proprietary, you're going to be hooked. There's over a 90% order rate. And you know you're financing liberty and freedom, so you cannot lose. Also, 60% off Ultimate Chill. With all these known herbs for natural, clean, calm, but you also stay focused at the same time. Ultimate Energy, Supercharge Energy, Methylene Red Capsules that goes Methylene Blue like a horse and carriage, MK Ultra, Brain Booster, Ultimate Power Freedom Mango is even better than Turbo Force. Similar formula, even stronger, full of super nutrients in Mango, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. You want a cooking beef tallow? We've got the highest quality right now for you as well. Superfood Green Powder, Tallow Bomb, Mind Fuel Nootropic Energy Shot, Entrogenic Mushroom Super Coffee. I forgot about that. It is simply amazing. It's all up to 60% off. Our Zeolites, 40% off. CMOS Gummies, our CMOS, 40% off. It goes on and on. So up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all three of our top-selling supplements. 50% off on Patriot Apparel and more Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. July 3rd, July 4th, July 5th, flash sale celebrating the birth and the continuation of this country past 250 years at the AlexJonesStore.com, celebrating 250 years of America and 250 more. We are 1776. We're unstoppable together.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Still, the hell killer, the girl. I see the devil crying, she's like.
We're loading the phones up with your calls right now. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Be sure to check out our news site. Back like the phoenix out of the ashes, alexjoneslive.com, with all the feeds, the video feeds, the live shows, the articles, the special reports, and more. The coordinates to share all the videos and live feeds, alexjoneslive.com. All right. Now, I'm not trying to single this guy out. They just forced this guy, another Christian Zionist, into my feed. He's a self-described Christian Zionist. And if you don't do exactly what whoever's elected in Israel says, you're going to hell. And you're with the Muslims. But never anything about the CIA, Mossad, MI6, funding the radical jihadists, bringing them in, putting the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, Israel creating Hamas. They don't want to talk about that. He's challenged to come on the show, though, and any of these other guys. And we'll do 50-50. I talk 3 minutes, they talk 3 minutes. But he won't be able to say anything back to me. I'll just show him documents, articles, admissions, and I'm going to say, what do you say about that?
We have the Muslims to deal with. They're the icebergs. We're the Titanic. We've got to kill all the Muslims or they're going to kill us.
Well, sorry, Russia and China have nuclear weapons and so does Pakistan now and so does Iran now, by the way. And we're going to have a nuclear war. And you think I like North Korea's leadership? They got a bunch of nuclear weapons. It will turn into a full nuclear war. She's like,
everyone's seen the Titanic, right? Of course you have. Well, we're, you know, up here on the iceberg and it's coming up and they're on the deck in the bridge of the ship calling down, you know, to the captain saying, sir, there's an iceberg and the captain's not answering the phone.
You mean the hard line he's talking to him on? It's a cable running down to him, not a phone. And the iceberg is the CIA overthrowing pro-America Mohammed Mossadegh in 53 and then the Shah getting in and then allowing the mullahs to come in 79, the CIA opened the door for, and then doing Iran-Contra behind the scenes with them for money, for weapons, and all of that, and these weird backroom deals with the Islamists. And also love how he singles out J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance is foolishly thinking you can work with the mullahs and be nice to them. They want to kill everybody. How dumb is J.D. Vance? J.D. Vance was the one said don't do it, along with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Raising Cain, and Tulsi Gabbard and the head of counterterrorism center, Joe Kent. The iceberg was going to the war and them closing the Strait of Hormuz 125 days in. The iceberg was the mistake and that Israel lied and said that they would fall in 4 days. We've already hit the iceberg, Billy boy. Mr. Jake Hilton. That's how he talks in his voice right there. I'm sure taught to him in the seminary to sound officious.
He ought to take on a Pastor Hagee. If you're going to be a true Zionist, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel that the Jewish Sanhedrin dealt with wisely. Why don't you affect that voice? It would sound even more powerful. Why, if you're not for this war nuking Iran right now, you are the seed of Satan. Well, the Pentagon says 99% chance that goes to nuclear war within a day. Silence! It's time for Armageddon. It's time to wear the Star of David as a Christian or you're going to hell. It doesn't matter if even the IDF told Trump, don't strike Iran, it's going to fail. The Mossad told him to do it, and so he did it. Netanyahu, our Lord and Savior. What do you think is going to happen when Israel tries to take the whole Middle East, as the ambassador from Israel told Tucker Carlson 3 months ago? Mike Chipmunk Huckabee. They can take it all. Take it all. Have you wargamed that? Have you seen what the think tanks have said? Have you seen what the wargamers say?
No, you just go, look how dumb J.D. Vance is. He keeps trying to make a deal.
That's because he's the fall guy. Rubio, the neocon, the darling of Israel that you endorse.
Well, here will be our real new president. Trump stabbed us in the back. He even criticizes Trump. I mean, why is he talking to the mullahs nice? I mean, doesn't he know they're bad?
Yeah, he's trying to get out of this disastrous war. That was hitting the iceberg. So Vance was against it privately. That's been confirmed. Publicly, he backed the president because that's what he signed on to do and said he would do. And I don't blame him for that. I understand that's the position he's in. And then now he's left holding the bag that if the peace deal fails, it's his fault. He's not the one that took us there. Netanyahu and then Trump. So you sit there and you read off your script and you pontificate and repeat the same garbage over and over again, little piggy. And act all high and mighty when the iceberg is what Netanyahu got us to do. And now Trump's trying to save the ship, Mr. Know-It-All. And then he sees the big crowd of angry Iranians after 40-something years of sanction and all the bombings and everything. I'm not defending the mullahs that run it. I think it's a bad ideology. But the point is, there's millions of people out there at the funeral, and he's like, what a perfect opportunity. Sounds like he's got a little bit of sugar in the gas tank. Oh, what a great opportunity to kill them all. Let's bomb them. Hey, you go join the IDF, and you go fight. Oh, I'm sorry. The IDF said they're never doing a ground war. This guy and all the neocons are saying, let's have a ground war. Let's have a national draft. The guy that Israel primaried Massey for says institute the draft fully now for full war for Israel. I played the clips. So this guy, look how tough he is. I bet he's tough. Look at him. He needs to go join the IDF right now. Oh, sorry. The IDF says no ground war. Well, that's because they work for Qatar too, right? So these guys who sit there that went to their seminary and have a little mail-in diploma, I'm a man of God, a man of the cloth. And he's telling us that the Titanic is about to hit the iceberg. No, buddy, pal, it already did. And in the midterms, we're probably going to lose the House and the Senate. That's a Titanic, too. I mean, doesn't Trump know they want to kill us? Doesn't he know they're crazy? We dropped 7.6 million bombs on the Vietnamese over 15 years, and we lost. We've dropped 40,000 bombs roughly on the Iranians. They're not going anywhere, buddy boy. You know how many troops the Pentagon said it would take to take Iran? Over 1 million. The casualties are estimated in the hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands of troops to take the Strait of Hormuz. Do you know anything about that? Do you know about any of that? Threat escalation letters? No, you know how to read scripts. Trump's top speechwriter and the head of all his social media told Tucker 2 weeks ago that he was offered $20 million a year by Israel last year to push this war on Trump. That's illegal. That's buying off administration officials or attempting it. So we're already listing. The boat's already about to capsize. The Titanic's already about to break in two, big tough guy. Tell you what, you can go into Syria and you can go, if you got a bag of money and a backpack, and you can go and you can join the Kurds and you can go fight the Iranians. I am demanding that Jake Hilton get on an airplane and that he fly over to the Middle East and that he battle the Iranians. Oh, yeah, that wouldn't look bad, blowing up 1 million people at a funeral. That wouldn't turn the world against us even more. Oh, nuking them, like Mark Levin's saying? All the studies have been done. The whole world turns against us. We're absolute pariahs. There's a global depression, probably a nuclear war. You don't know any of this stuff. You don't study this stuff. You just have your little seminary, your little degree of the Lord, and you wear your Star of David like a little baby Pastor Hagee. And you tell us about the Titanic. Go ahead and roll this guy.
Have you ever seen the movie Titanic?
Well, of course you have.
What am I saying? Of course you have. Who hasn't seen the movie
Titanic? Have you ever seen Liberace's Diamonds?
There's a scene in that movie that's been playing out in my head over and over and over again over this last week.
I love diamonds.
That's very applicable to the current state of the United States of America. But before I share that scene with you, let's first go to the funeral of the former Ayatollah of the Islamic regime of Iran, Ali Khamenei.
And cut the arrogance in this guy's voice with a knife.
Look at them. We should kill them all now. I'm so tough.
Now, Kosher, he gets it right, and he says, effing hell. Regime supporters at Khamenei's funeral, they're crying out, quote, no compromise, no surrender, only revenge. And J.D. Vance thinks you can make a deal with these people? Yeah. Other things that they were chanting at the funeral is, of course, death to America. And many of them were waving banners that literally said, kill Trump. But here we have President Donald Trump that's saying, these are the more moderates. They're very rational. Don't you worry.
Stop
about
right there.
Them. They're very.
That's Trump acting like the war has been a success and there was regime change. Of course, more radicals than were there are in power. And Trump was told, you kill the mullah, it makes them even more popular. But Israel got him to do it because they want to commit us to full war. And then you act like Trump doesn't know this.
You're so smart. Trump thinks they're our pals. Oh, God, I love Liberace. Let's go back to him.
National, and they're not radicalized at all. What the hell are you talking about? Whether it's Donald Trump or J.D. Vance or anyone else in the Trump administration that's saying these things, you think these guys are rational? You think these guys are not radicalized? They are as radicalized can possibly get. Their ideology hasn't changed. Not one bit. They still call Israel the little Satan. They still call the United States of America the great Satan. They still chant death to Israel and death to America. They still have the desire to destroy us, and they're still going to do everything in their power to do that, to gain the weapons necessary to do that.
Hey, boss,
don't you worry.
I got 5 seconds. The real weapon they have, the very shrewdly invented chess big man, that is the Persians, they have economic weapon called the Strait of Hormuz, and they've been very proportionate in how they've responded to the threat escalation ladder so far, and you're about to say, kill them all, kill unarmed people at a funeral. You're not saying kill everyone. Of course you are. You're acting just like them. The difference is you actually haven't lived through what they've lived through. Let's go back to him.
Okay. They still have the desire to destroy us, and they're still going to do everything in their power to do that, to gain the weapons necessary to do that. Oh, but don't you worry, we can negotiate. No, I want the United States of America back where we didn't negotiate with terrorists. We killed terrorists, and you better believe that if I were in charge,
you better believe.
You think that I would have a missed opportunity
if I was
like
in
this,
charge.
Or just a wasted opportunity? You get half of the world's terrorists, demons, and
death. I got 10 seconds.
If you were in charge, were you in the Boy Scouts, or maybe the
Cub Scouts? It's a good thing you aren't in charge. Because you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, let's kill the terrorists, like the head of Al-Qaeda we just put in charge of Syria? Or Israel founding Hamas? Again.
Oh, we used to kill terrorists. Oh, yeah, right. Sure, uh-huh.
When we took Afghanistan, we blew up a whole bunch of peaceful people that weren't even resisting and flew 35,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda in the airlift of evil, look it up, into Pakistan. Oh, you didn't know the intelligence agencies run the jihadis? Have you seen how many Muslims they shipped over here 45 times when we were here 26 years ago?
Oh, you didn't know that. You're so tough, though. You're very inspiring.
Let's go back to him.
Moab or any other type
back
of
up 10 seconds. I want you to hear the whole thing.
I'll kill them. Moab, big juicy bombs, big juicy sausages. Oh, big bombs are big. Look what they look like. Oh, I like those big juicy bombs. Look what they look like. Big juicy, big kibasas. Let's go back to him.
Or just a wasted opportunity. You get half of the world's terrorists, demons, and devils all gathered together in one place. Do you really think that I would miss that opportunity? No, I wouldn't. No, I would love to introduce them to Moab or any other type of weaponry
Moab. That
would finish the job very, very quickly. But getting to the scene in the movie Titanic that's been playing out in my head this last week, just before the ship impacts the iceberg, you have the two individuals that are up in the mast lookout, and they're the ones that spot the iceberg first. They see the iceberg, and they go, oh my gosh, you know, iceberg. So they get on the phone. One of them gets on the phone, and he's calling down to the individuals at the helm, those that are actually in control of the ship, controlling the direction of the ship. And the phone is just ringing, and it's ringing, and ringing, and no one is picking up the phone. And the guy on the phone calling down to the helm says, pick up, you stupid bastards! Pick up! Finally, someone at the helm, or right there in the room of the helm, the main cabin, they pick up the phone, and you shout into, iceberg dead ahead! Oh, thank you. Hard to starboard! but it's too late. The ship starts to turn, but no, it's too late. It makes impact. It strikes that iceberg, and then an hour and a half, 2 hours later at most, the Titanic, all the way down to the bottom of the North Atlantic, right into the cold, black, icy depths of the Atlantic Ocean, dragging many of its passengers and crewmen down with it. And that is the United States of America right now. The United States of America is the Titanic. And the iceberg that is dead ahead is Islam. And it's not radical Islam. It's not extremist Islam. It's not fundamentalist Islam. It's not jihadist Islam. It's none of that. It's just Islam. Because there is no such thing as radical or extremist or terrorist or jihadist or fundamentalist Islam. It's just Islam. And it's dead ahead. And I feel like that individual that's up in the mast, that in the lookout, that sees it. And I'm on the phone trying to get a hold of the people at the control of this ship.
I'm the hero in the Disney movie. And no, we already hit the iceberg and now you want to hit another one. You want nuclear war. You want ground invasion. I've seen your channel. I've seen it. I'm sashaying around. Here, let's go back to him.
Those at the helm, and I'm calling, and it's ringing, and it's ringing, and it's ringing, and no one is picking up.
Kill them.
And
no.
I'm saying, pick up, you stupid bastards.
Go to nuclear war. Pakistan will nuke Israel. Let's have a nuclear war.
Is that those in control of the direction of this ship will pick up the phone, and whether it's me on the other end of that phone or anyone else, because there are plenty of people, plenty of voices out
there
that are on the phone raising the alarm and seeing the iceberg dead ahead, my hope is that someone at the helm of this ship will pick up that phone in time to turn the United States of America away so that we don't impact that iceberg. Because if we don't actually course correct, but we keep on the current course that we're on, you better believe we're going to strike that iceberg, and the United States of America, like the Titanic, is going down into the icy cold blackness of death and destruction, and many of its citizens will be dragged down with it when the United States of America is turned into the Islamic states of Sharia frickin' law.
So the answer is...
Once again, right here.
That's enough of him to shut him off. Very hard to watch. Now, I'm sorry for subjecting you to that, but you have to see the kind of stuff these people are doing. He doesn't know about the nuclear weapons. He doesn't know about Pakistan. He doesn't know about Russia and China. He doesn't know about any of this stuff. All he knows is that he can go, Titanic, low. And when you see his other stuff and all of them, it's nuke them, war, bomb them. You saw that. Here's the thing. They wanted to break the record from going from the UK over to New York. And so the head of the company said, I want you to go through the ice fields. And the captain said, okay. So basically Trump has, to use the analogy, we haven't already hit the iceberg. They've taken us into the iceberg floats. They've taken us in to something that only icebreakers can go through. Okay. Now I'm saying turn around and go south and get out of this right now before we get into the ice fields. Long before we get to it, there's already been ships. There's already been people out there. They've already radioed back. We know that's there. Let's not go into the ice field. Well, we're already in the ice field. So you turn the son of a bitching boat around and go south and get out of it and forget trying to break speed records. That's how. And that means we end the war and we stop this right now. That's what the Pentagon's saying. That's what the experts are saying. We're 125 days into this, cowboy. And everything I said, Mr. Hilton, go back to March 1st in that 3-hour Saturday show. Go watch me predict it all. And that we would get caught up in this, and that Trump would then wake up and try to end the war, and Israel would try to keep us in it, and that Israel would then try to exert domestic control to control foreign policy. I nailed all of it. Okay? So you can talk about communists and Islam and woke right all day, and they're the threat. If you don't do what Israel says, you go to hell. And I get going to church on Wednesday night and baking pies with the old ladies. And you tell, you know, this guy, and your piano lessons. I mean, he plays the piano for sure. I'm not putting down guys who play the piano, but you know what I'm talking about. I mean, this guy's effeminate to the maximum. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But he talks about the Lord, and he wears the Star of David. It's disgusting. Not the Star of David's not disgusting. He probably doesn't even know what that is. The Seal of Solomon. He doesn't understand anything but how to act like a dick and get us all killed. All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to go to your calls. We start the next hour. And I haven't gotten to the left attacking us on 4th of July and the Islamic Alliance and all the rest of it. But again, it is a false equivalent. I love his necklace. It's literally the Star of David in front of a cross, and you barely see the cross. It's like superimposed over. I am a Christian Zionist. All right, enough of that guy. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with your calls. So much news, so many clips, so much economic news, political news. It's all coming up. But listen to me. I don't get a check every month from the Israelis. Oh, believe me, I could get one. I've had the Israeli groups, you know, oh, come to Israel, blah, blah, blah. I don't even reach back out about it. Oh, we'll give you a tour. We'd like to work with you, blah, blah, blah. Over the years, it's that many times. No thanks. Already got the offers from Fox News and had the offers before from the Democrats. Nope. Turned down $50 million. So I'm funded by listeners and viewers. If you like what I'm saying, if you think it's having a good effect, which it is, you want to stop the next pandemic, you want to stop the next war, you want to battle for real American values, you want to stop the Islamic invasion, then you share the articles and videos and support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Now listen, it's extended, and I saw the graphic at thealexjonesstore.com. We put that on screen, all those beautiful products. I saw it on Rumble earlier. It just showed, you know, the front page of thealexjonesstore.com with all the products lined up there. Just an awesome image. If we could show that, I meant to tell the crew that during the break. The supplements are all up to 60% off. You can buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue and get a bottle free. You can buy one bottle of the Trilogy and get one free. One bottle of the bovine colostrum and get one free. It is all there. But I got to tell you, I saw it on Harmon's computer earlier on Rumble. I meant to tell the crew, whoever made that image of all of our incredible supplements, they're all lined up. It's this 250 mega sale. I just want to show the viewers that image. No matter how long it takes, we're going to get that image and we're going to show it to you. But the point is, the sale ends, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow at midnight. We've extended it 2 days. That's less than 36 hours right now. It's all there. All of these incredible products are at thealexjonesstore.com, and you are funding the tip of the spear in the face of the tyrants. And there is a limited edition America 250th coin. Got to re-roll that. And it is amazing. It has the Jerusalem cross on one side. The United States of America says it's Centennial 250. And on the other side, the American flag, the bald eagle, America 250, pure silver. There it is. Look at that. And we're going to sell out of these. We need your support. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. And the coin is discounted even more if you're a VIP. Thealexjonesstore.com. Whatever you do, show a lot of faith.
Alex Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started. Or give us a call at 720-605-3900. And let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3-5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion. at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation, email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
All right, that's the image I was perseverating on. That's the image I was obsessing on. Well, no, not that one. Let's just sit back and relax here as long as it takes. Up to 60% off on all products and apparel. Buy one, get one free on the best-selling products. The coin, all of it. We are in a fundraising mode to battle the globalists. I want to hire more hosts, more crew, more reporters, bigger than InfoWars ever was. I need your help. We've delivered. We have never BS'd you. We are 100% committed to the fight. The globalists are coming after my ass for everything they got. But I got one more silver dollar, and I'm not going to let him catch. No, I'm not going to let him catch the Midnight Rider. Not going to happen. But let's go to this powerful report and back with your calls on the other side. Treason is scum. America sees you.
In the shadow of America's 250th birthday, a grotesque spectacle unfolded that would make our founding fathers leap out of their graves. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, perched arrogantly backwards behind George Washington's historic desk at City Hall, delivered a so-called address on the eve of July 4th that wasn't a celebration of independence, but a venomous tirade against the very soul of this republic.
The irony is that the story of America has so often been written by those who were told by others with power and influence and wealth that they were anything but exceptional. The powerful have always known their answer. America, in their view, is an arena of supremacy, where only a select few are allowed freedom, where not all are created equal. America, if you ask them, becomes less the more people it welcomes. America, they will tell you, belongs only to those with the right accent or the right shade of skin. The rest of us, they insist, should be grateful for merely being allowed to visit. How small they are. How weak. How unoriginal. At every moment in our past, those who led through exclusion and isolation have tried to win power and enrich themselves by turning us against one another.
Mamdani painted America as an unending parade of horrors, while Mamdani's wife skipped America's 250th anniversary to attend an Islamic spiritual wellness retreat in Mallorca, Spain. As podcaster Sneeko proclaimed that New York had been captured by Islam.
Oh no! This is the Islamic Republic of New Yorkistan. Islam will be in every household. Inshallah, the whole world is Muslim. Welcome to Mamdani's New York. You see this city? You see how it looks? Inshallah, your city looks just like this too.
And this wasn't an isolated affront of the 250th milestone. From weather-disrupted parades and canceled celebrations that were turned into political theater, while Larry David...
It was embarrassing. I was embarrassed to be an American. Yeah.
...took the opportunity under the Obama's production company to rewrite American history.
Anyone who won't accept the results of a free and fair election... is a sociopath.
A madman. Yeah.
A man like that can even foment an insurrection rather than just admit that he lost.
Stop. This is madness.
He just talk.
Get his hand.
The communist destroys your history so he can take your home and rebuild it in his image. That's why it's your patriotic duty to celebrate today unashamed. It's okay to love America. Not only is it okay to love America, it's necessary to love America.
They looked at the Declaration of Independence under a microscope, and in the original draft, they wrote our fellow subjects, and then Jefferson literally wrote citizens on top of subjects. And that's the mindset shift. The shift right there was, hey, we're not subjects. We are people. We have inalienable rights. to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if we don't like the government, it's not only our obligation to change that government, it's our duty to change that government.
While the youth of America bites the hand that feeds, America sees you and your coordinated erosion of the American spirit, where dissent masquerades as virtue and sovereignty is smeared as supremacy. But the 4th of July isn't an apology. It is defiance in the face of tyranny, and the tyrants are glowing in the dark. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network at Alex Jones Live.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide. They're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation to the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and of course the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free, ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free, bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free, Shilajit Complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited issue, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Does anybody really know the secret or the combination for this life and where to keep it? It's kind of sad when you don't know the meaning, but everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. I don't even know what I should say, because I'm an idiot, a loser, microphone abuser. I analyze every second I exist, beating up my mind every second with my fists. And everybody wanna.
I don't know about you, but I love exposing tyrants, and I love the millions of you tune in right now, and I really love it when you decide to take the live feed at alexjoneslive.com/show and rumble.com/the Alex Jones Show live and real Alex Jones on X and share it like your future depends on it, because it does! I know why you want to hate me, Soros. I know why you want to hate me, Bill Gates. It's because you know in the end you're losers, and you know God is going to defeat you, and you know I'm metaphysically, nonviolently going to get my hands around your neck. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah! Yeah! Woo! I'm a globalist crushing, pedophile smashing, tyranny destroying wrecking ball. And I'm going to take you down, New World Order, if it's the last thing I do. And I take all your latest challenges and stalking and attacks on my family as a challenge I accept. And I'm leveling up, bitches. And I am about to release the pain. I know. I know! I know why you want to hate me! I know why you want to hate me! I know why you want to hate me! But I don't fight you because I hate you. I fight you because I love the people. And I love taking you on! And I've just begun to fight! Da-na-na. Da-na-na. Jesse on Fire joins us in the next hour with some huge topics. But first, your phone calls. Peter, Ryan, Jay, Ryan, Scott, John, and others. We now take you live. Peter in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. I appreciate your pump-up speech there. But, you know, on the 250th, July 4th, I really wanted to be excited and patriotic, but it actually felt like a funeral to me. Yeah. Like, I would love to celebrate freedom and independence, but the fact of the matter is, in 2026, we are not free, and we are not independent. and we the people are subject to excessive taxation without representation. Mm-hmm. Our government is fully co-opted by special interests and foreign powers, just like it was for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And, you know, our population, and this includes myself, you know, we've become so domesticated that our ancestors rioted in Boston over a 3-cent tax on tea. Meanwhile, we get milked 33-40% of our income and just continue to take it. And, you know, I love the flyovers and the jets, and it's all inspiring, everything that man can create, but it just feels like, it just felt like bread and circuses to distract, you know, from what's really needed to save the country. And, you know, the Supreme Court losses and the Rhino betrayals, and we have Supreme Court justices who can't define what a woman is, but they define an American as any welfare parasite that, you know, touches foot in Guam or Puerto, or, you know, another territory. Like, it's just, you know, there was so much revolutionary fervor when Trump got reelected of arresting the deep state, mass deportations, you know, the salt of the earth Americans kind of reasserting.
Well, listen, themselves. I think you've made your point. I'll let you elaborate, but I got a bottle of Topo Chico here. I usually like it in the glass bottles, but they haven't been producing those for about 3 months. But you could say, is it half empty or half full? And really, it's only about a third full because I've been drinking it. Let me explain something to you and see if you disagree. I've been on air 32 years plus, and I've been politically active about 36. And I've seen us move the needle in people being aware, people being engaged, people involved, not just here, but around the world, from going like 5 miles an hour against the globalists to going about 150 miles an hour. And the Bilderberg group's out in the open, and the pedophile rings are out in the open, and the globalists are having to steal elections in Europe and getting caught and being reversed, and Starmer's resigning. And it's a long group of battles leading to the war that we're in and winning the war. And so you don't, I totally agree with everything you're saying from that perspective. But at the same time, I see grassroots out there on the street. How many people of every race, color, and creed are waking up? And I have eternal optimism because back when I've started, 1% of people knew about this. Now like 30-40% know. And the educational curve and the awakening curve and the time in history we're in, we're at the end of a decadent cycle. The fourth turning's here. The globalists admit that they are in serious fear. They know they're losing control. Everything's going against them. Israel trying to run us has been totally exposed. And so then I, you know, see all the doom and gloom, and I saw the Patriot Front, you know, out there with their speech. It was a pretty eloquent speech, and I agree with most of it, but it was also doom and gloom, and we're all screwed, and you know, nothing's real, and a whole bunch of good stuff's happened under Trump. It's not perfect, but it's, and we're going to get more. And we don't just ride it on Trump. We've got all these other things that are going on. And so I cover a lot of negative, bad things because I respect everybody. I believe if we spotlight the bad stuff, we can then deal with it. So as long as we can speak and be engaged and involved and individually are good leaders in our own lives with our families at the cellular level in the body politic, we can change the course of history. So I agree to list the negative, but then why are you calling in if it sounds like you're saying we're doomed, or are you calling in with just a wake-up call? Quantify what you're saying.
Yeah, so awareness, which obviously you've been contributing to for 30-plus years, is a massive part of it. But, you know, awareness only works when coupled with action. And, like, obviously that's what the whole getting Trump elected thing was about. But I just don't see the – right, our country has cancer, and Trump was supposed to be the radical chemotherapy. But I don't think – you know, it kind of just seems like he's doing vitamins and Band-Aids. And I'm worried that we won't, with the prison planet that's being built, we won't be able to organize the grassroots or get the true, you know, Caesar Lincoln historical figure like, you know, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and the founding fathers that we need in this moment. And
well, that's because at those moments they had a population that was more informed and ready to go. And we're in the process of that in the fourth turning. This is a cyclical thing. The globalists are going against, like salmon trying to swim upstream, against the tidal forces of nature and history. And so I don't think you're wrong in general. I'm saying that there is a way to just augment your overall, you know, frustration and put it into more energy and realize we don't have a choice And that if we're demoralized, I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but it can be taken by others as that. That's what the enemy wants. Everything they do is about getting us to give up. And so I never thought Trump was going to fix everything. And the first administration, he brought in some of the wrong people, got weighed down, didn't know what he was doing. The first 4 or 5 months, it was splendid. It was going so well, I couldn't believe it. Then using the Epstein blackmail and whatever he discovered and whatever was going on in his circle, that went sideways. And the Charlie Kirk fiasco, obviously the official story is not true. That hurt him bad. Now the Iran thing, the economy, the inflation. But you see him trying to pull back and correct that and saying, I'm the boss, not Netanyahu. That's so fundamental to show he understands that's a huge issue, both for his ego, but also with the constituents. And so I'm realizing that they're going to try to pack the court, the Democrats get back in, and things like that. And so I'm still saying, don't just throw out all the Republicans. Look at good candidates. You know, look at our ideology. Expose the left's ideology while we expose problems in our own populist beachhead inside the so-called Republican kingdom. I just know a lot of people like you just want to stay on the negative drumbeat, and it's okay to spend some time on that, but I just think overall it's not taking us anywhere. We don't have a choice. This is the planet we're on. This is what's going down. I've seen the power of the people if they get motivated. By the way, that wasn't some pump-you-up speech. I didn't sit there for an hour and plan that. I got fired up. And quite frankly, not even mad at the crew. I get OCD about some things. I wanted a graphic I saw that looked really cool and they couldn't find it. So I didn't really get mad. I went crazy. And then I was also thinking about the stalking and the stuff that's going on and being followed around, the current harassment, which is absolute oxygen in an engine. It's absolute nitrous oxide. Just blah. I mean, I've got to control myself. These people think threatening me and all the stuff they do, like, makes me get scared. You know, all it makes me do is, you know, oil my guns. In reality and in the info war. And so I'm so damn alive right now. I got lightning bolts shooting out my eyes. Okay. So that was not some calculated thing. I mean, that was, I had to control myself to not really, you know, turn into a goblin on air. Okay. Cause I'm in war mode, brother. So I appreciate your call. Very eloquent caller. And I'm not mad at him. I'm not saying he's wrong. Is the glass half empty or half full? We got to deal with what we got to deal with. Ryan in Israel, you're on the air. Welcome worldwide. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Alex. I appreciate your show. I just have, you seem to be saying that Trump was being blackmailed by Israel through the Epstein files, and that's why he was taken into this Iran war, which the Pentagon knew that he will lose. My question on that is, if Trump really knew that he will probably lose the war, and he didn't really want to do it, why didn't he wait till after the midterms to start the war? Because if he knew it will take the country down the drain... Even Israel wants him probably to win the midterms if they could actually blackmail him. So, if
it I don't think I know what's going on with Trump. He didn't ever screw kids. That's not his MO. It never happened. They would have used it. Then when they actually brought him all the files, he was shocked to hear Ludnick and a bunch of other Republicans and Lex Wessner were heavily involved. And he made the decision. I talked to people that were there. And the CIA was there. And they said, sir, it'll destroy the stock market. It'll ruin the country. There's more Democrats than Republicans. But... this is too horrible, and it's all old, so we can't prosecute, and national security, we need to kill this. That's why he's like, release it all, sure, great. And then they're like, okay, here's the stuff. He's like, what the hell? And it was the wrong move. So he more kind of used it to blackmail the deep state. Then that's why he's pissed off, because they still turn around and use it on him. And then now he's really pissed. And so that's what's going on with Trump. You know, as for saying Israel's blackmailing, it's more... the CIA, Israel, MI6, at the top, it's all the same thing. And so that's where we are. But Trump does like Israel. He does like Jews. You know, his dad brought him up, hiring all sorts of people, black people, women, you name it. But a lot of Jews work for Trump. Trump likes Jews. His daughter's married to an Orthodox Jew. He does want peace. He does want the Abraham Accords. He likes the Saudi Arabians. He likes the gold palaces and all that. And so he wants to be the big peace guy, and he is concerned about Iran, and he really believes he was doing the right thing, and because they've told him they got nukes. Okay, that's why they're like, oh, we got to stop them getting nukes. We got to stop their missile delivery systems. And everybody's like, you're with Netanyahu. You're admitting they have nukes. Well, it's all admitted. The Iranians now admit they have nukes, as I told you. And Saudi Arabia's got nukes from Pakistan. This is all well known for anybody that's dialed in, my God. So I get the perspective. The point is, we weren't going to probably win it. Netanyahu knew that and wanted to drag us into a long war. He has been convicted. He needs this war to stay in power, and that's not even for Israel's interest. This is bad moves. It was. Look, I said it. If we could get the mullahs out there in 4 days and then the West wouldn't put in somebody worse, which they always do, look at Syria, just like they put the vice president communist in and aren't having elections in Venezuela. What? They're going to topple Cuba probably and leave the commies in charge and just arrest the leadership. That's, I don't want to topple countries and put the commies back in, which I predicted they would do. I mean, I'm just like, we need to be moral here, folks. And so that's, and then I get called, you know, all the Qatari agent and all this crap. And, oh, you're with the Muslims. Give me a break. So all the former Mossad chiefs went public. You're in Israel. You know this and said this, Netanyahu's insane. This shouldn't be happening. But in America, people don't even know that. They literally, if they're a Christian Zionist, have no earthly idea how all this works. And they think that literally everyone that is against this disastrous war wears Hitler underwear. What is your view and what's your background? What do you do in Israel? Sounds like you're young.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually an American citizen. I'm a student in Israel. My point is that if Trump knew that he probably won't win this war the way he projected he will win it, there was probably an imminent threat that he and the people in the White House knew about that we don't know about, which pulled him into it, because you're agreeing that Netanyahu doesn't have the power to pull Trump into a war. So,
I mean, we know what it is. The Secretary of State told us, and I already knew this. I don't just believe Rubio, but it's true. And Vance has gone public. Israel was going to strike, so Trump did midnight hammer the first time. That, you know, I was since bragging about 2 weeks ago. And Israel struck on the 28th of February, and then they knew the Iranians were going to strike our bases. So Israel did drag us into it. Go ahead.
Well, everybody knows that Israel can't, you know, fight without America's help. It can't be that Israel was just forced America into it. If Trump knew that it will turn the entire America down the tubes, he wouldn't just say, okay, Israel fought, we'll go into it. Though he would just let Israel go down the tubes without America. Trump,
but Israel wouldn't go down the tubes. Israel had already defeated Iran's proxies 90%. But Netanyahu would be in jail now, so that's why the war has to keep going. Israel was in a good position a year ago, and had won. But they hadn't had the Lebensraum, living space, greater Israel, cuckoo stuff, and which will never work. And now they want to fight Turkey and Egypt. I mean, cuckoo town. I appreciate your call. Just absolute cuckoo town. Now, I mentioned this. This is from Lord of the Rings. When Minas Tirith is under assault by the forces of Mordor, and Gandalf and everybody shows up, and the son of the Stuart, there hadn't been any kings in, you know, dozens of generations, but the real king, Aragorn, has shown up, and this is all, according to Tolkien, an allegory of Christianity in the West, and the Stuart says, it's all lost, abandoned, open the gates, we're all dead. He goes and pours basically gasoline, oil all over himself, and lights himself on fire. And I'm just saying, there's no point in doing that, because God's watching, and this is all a test. So no matter what happens to us, we are to defend freedom, tell the truth, stand up against evil, and not be the steward of Gondor, who, when the king shows up, the rightful king, stands in his way and says, no, we're doomed, it's over. I'm not saying the caller before last is like that, but that's where we're headed with this attitude. Here it is.
My sons are spent. My line has ended.
He's alive.
The House of Stuart has failed.
He needs medicine, my lord.
My line has ended.
My lord!
Rohan has deserted us.
Vote Democrat. That'll show him. Open the gates. Don't get conned by Trump again. Don't. Trump's gone. Trump doesn't matter. We're the Republican Party. We've taken it over. Don't give up and take our ball home and give it over to Israel First Lobby that started a fight with us so Trump would attack us so they could run us out of the party. It's our party. Don't let them play that game. Don't take our ball and go home. I guess somebody was rude to us when we showed up for what's ours. We have the deed to the Republic. Not Israel. Not the... Abandon your post! Run for the hill! Vote Democrat! Now! The Muslims are invincible!
Prepare for battle!
Is there more? Let's just watch Lord of the Rings here. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Who's up next here? Is it John in Michigan? Who's been holding the longest? Is it Scott? Is it Jay? Is it Jefferson? Let's go to Scott. No, it's not Scott. It's, man, my eyes. I got to start wearing glasses. But it's Jay. Jay in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
So on the topics, I picked the Alicia Keys one. I just want to start by asking, in a plush, you know, safe, prosperous society, do you think the women have ultimately, they hold the power?
Yeah, that's why 80% of advertising targets women, because women make most of the women make most of the purchases. And you can't argue that since women have come to power with the establishment that not singling all women out, just in general, and a lot of women will tell you this is true, things are going to hell in a handbasket.
Agree 100%. Real quick, I just want to say I'm 40, single dad to a child, to a boy in his mid-teens now. And I've talked to women between, let's say, 25 and 50, and it's scary, and I know the younger ones, they are a lot different than the older ones, but I had some.
Well, let's do this, and then I'll shut up and have you talk. Yeah, but yeah. That was an hour ago. I covered that. So let's reintroduce it.
Sure.
She's worth $150 million. She came out for July 4th and said, America sucks. Women have no rights. We've lost. We don't have rights. We're slaves. And women have more rights than anybody. 70% of the college graduates, they're mostly executives now. She's worth $150 million. The Obamas do the same crap with hundreds of millions of dollars and huge palaces. And it's just, it's obscene. And I showed other women saying, I'm sick of these construction workers making noise. These men just make noise on the highway and fixing stuff to be mean to us while we kill ourselves, busting our asses. And this is what they've done to a lot of women, turning them into these man-hating machines, totally out of their minds, living on pink pillows while we kill ourselves slaving for them. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that my son is actually the oldest grandchild of a retired deputy at this point. But anyway, I got to see up close and personal, you know, 15 years ago almost, through custody battles, I got to see up close and personal what could be done to, you know, wreck somebody. And it just brought it up somewhat recently because I haven't talked to many over 10 years or so, but somebody told me that they would ruin me. And I was like, you're right. You absolutely could. I mean, without an ounce of me doing wrong, you know, and I don't say all this to scare off young men at all, because there are good women out there, but it just worries me. Like if I see a male influencer get paid to say some wild stuff like that, you know, it's one of those things where you look at them and get.
Well, that's the thing. For the 4th of July, all these so-called celebrities, movie stars, music people, they all came out and bashed the country. I can play hundreds of clips right now of the same crap. Minorities are horrible here. You know, they have no rights. Women, it's horrible here. America sucks. The forefathers suck. I mean, it's all these rich elitists saying it to divide us and make us give up our birthright so the globalists can come in with their universal basic income, social credit score, central bank digital currency. And it's disgusting. And I mean, men are our problem, average men, white men, men in general, and a bunch of rich women who are just collaborators reading a script given to them by Hollywood and the music executives to hurt this country. It is disgusting.
Yes, sir.
Oprah Winfrey, worth billions of dollars, running the country down all day. These are just hired mercenaries.
Can I have a request real quick for music coming in later?
Sure.
I love Megadeth's early bass lines, so whether it's Countdown to Extinction, preferably, or P-Cells, but something with a good bass line today.
You want Countdown to Extinction? Yeah, we'll play that for you.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's not name-dropping. I've been forever friends with Dave Mustaine. He stayed at my house quite a few times and stuff, and I'm always too busy to deal with stuff. And he goes, I'm coming out with a new album called Endgame based on your movie. I'd like you to write, he wrote Four Horsemen for Metallica. He said, I'd like you to write the new Four Horsemen. And I said, no, you just go ahead and do it. And he put out a whole album based on my show, and I didn't contribute to it.
Celebrate America's 250th birthday. The biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com is live right now, but only for 3 days. I'm
was 2 years old in 1976 when America celebrated its 200th anniversary. Well, I'm 52 now, and it's the 250th. No republic, no empire, no nation has ever survived more than 250 years. But America has to survive. The idea of America, private property, the right to lead your own life, to follow your own religion or not, so many things that this country enshrined that no other nation had became the model of the world. That's why the left, why BlackRock, why the globalists, why the WEF, why the UN openly want to discredit it. The elites don't like the idea of America because it allows the little people to have meritocracy and develop their own wealth and their own independence. The globalists want neo-feudalism. They want serfdom. They want a great reset to control us. So they've been trying to undermine this country, demonize this country, and blame all the problems in the world on the freedom of America and the West and Christianity and white people. But it's not working. The world is awakening to the Great Reset, and we are in the Great Awakening. That's why it's so important on our 250th anniversary that we remember what made America great and that we continue those values on in the face of tyranny. Because the ideas we're promoting work and are pro-human, are dynamic, and unleash the incredible competition of the human spirit and meritocracy. If we don't stand up for not just 1776 here in the U.S., but worldwide, then we allow the globalists, the megabanks, with their transhumanist, death cult, depopulation agenda to come in and sell their lie of collectivism, universal basic incomes, cashless society, control grids, the social credit scores, and the entire system of dehumanization that they're establishing. We are literally facing freedom or slavery. It's a choice we must take. So to celebrate this 250th anniversary, we have the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. 50% off on all of the incredible Patriot apparel. The widest selection, some of the best designs in the world. What an adventure to wear this apparel and meet like-minded people and spread the word. And then most importantly, the very best game-changing five-star supplements on the planet. Up to 60% off. And all the best sellers are buy one, get one free. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's a flash sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best on the market. Buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, the best, highest rate on the market. Buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, that has all these natural peptides and boost your testosterone and more. Buy one, get one free. As I said, up to 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is 40. The highest is 60. These are insanely good. All you've got to do is try them. We have over a 90% reorder rate at thealexjonesstore.com. And anyone who's shopping on the site should be a VIP. Cancel anytime. It's $30 a month. Instantly when you're charged, $40 is put in your account to spend on the site. You make $10, special deals, special offers, and sales on top of the sales, making a bunch of stuff lost leaders if you're a VIP. So become a VIP, commit to the American Republic in the year 2026. Help keep the broadcast on the air so we can expand the Alex Jones Network. It's a win-win. So to celebrate America and to stand against the globalist death cult, please support your own future and my future, our collective future together, by individual action at thealexjonesstore.com. Happy birthday, America. I salute all of our founders, our veterans, and all the patriots out there. God bless you all.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The globalists have a plan for the countdown of extinction of humans. It's official. Post-human world. Look it up. Why the future doesn't need us. Looking forward to the end of humans. Just type in those terms. You'll be reading the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the BBC.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood, no chance to fight. The stage is set, now pay the price. An ego boost, don't think twice.
This song's about canned hunts. People like have a baby elephant tied up and shoot it. Not very fun. But I have been on canned hunts on like 12,000 acre ranches where the animals are wild. And then they give the meat to charity or you can keep it. And I like the little cheap stuff, like $400 per mountain goat. Because I can shoot them at 800 yards from the front of a Jeep. The windshield folds down, 300 Win Mag, laser beam. Mountain goat pops up. Boom! Pop goes the weasel, bitch. Right in the chest. Got a bunch of footage of that. The crew's like, maybe we shouldn't put this out. I'm like, why? It's just hunting. Crank it up. Oh, they paid big money to kill the last one. They made that movie with the guy with Ferris Bueller, where he wants to eat the Komodo dragon. Shot a buffalo with a crossbow. That's pretty cool. That was good eating. Filled up two deep freezes. When I shot it, it was a bull. And a bunch of the others started attacking it. And I had these veterans with me. They were smart guys that never shot a buffalo. And they go, look, they're helping him. They're trying to get him up, back up. No, they didn't like him because he got all the women. They were ramming into him, trying to make, when he was already dying, because they hated him. When he was finally down, they attacked him. Then they attacked our Jeep. And I said, see, they're not our friends. And then they started chasing our Jeep. And I said, you know what? I want some more of this meat. I said, how much for another one? They tell you. So we wheeled back around, got loaded his bow up, and just, boom, right down to the back of the neck. Boom, hit the ground. And then they came in with a tractor, drug them 3 miles back to the butcher. All these Mexicans haul them up on a big chain, and they get those big old razor-sharp knives. 30 minutes, it's all chopped up on a big table. All those steaks, so delicious.
Off the face of the planet, forever, and the race is accelerating.
I shouldn't do it, though, because I only shoot stuff I eat. And I like jackrabbits, but, man, one was about 1,000 yards away, 300 Win Mag at the top of a hill. You could barely tell it was a jackrabbit. And it was just the shot. I just said, I'm going to take that jackrabbit. And these military guy goes, you can't take that shot. And then I guess right as I shot, it turned to run and hit it right in the spine. It was so pretty when I got over to it. That I shouldn't have done. But I did a couple can hunts down at the 777 Ranch. Down in South Texas, that place is badass. And then the money goes to charity to teach kids how to shoot and to veterans. And then if you don't want all the meat, it goes to San Antonio homeless. But I wanted it all. Shot Axis with bow, whitetail with bow. They got a big research facility, a couple thousand acres set aside for the best whitetail you've ever seen for the breeding program of the state. Amazing. They're not a sponsor, but I haven't been down there in 10 years. I haven't had time. Went down there 3 times. Oh, the dove hunting is amazing. And that's not a canned part of it. They're not. They just come into those ponds by the hundreds. It's amazing. The best dove hunting I ever did was down there. I heard it's even better like in Argentina, but it's just incredible. All right, stop talking about hunting. That's enough. Start listening to Countdown to Extinction. I start salivating. By the way, the 777 Ranch has saved dozens of species. They'll get, you know, some really rare species out of Europe or whatever. There's only like 100 of them left. It's been there like 30-something years. And then they have the plaques and stuff where there's thousands of them now because you pay more. For those mounts, you know, shoot those. I never shut the expensive stuff, and I'm like, the money, I'm going to blow it. And then they take the money, and then they repopulate back in the places where they've done it. It's pretty amazing stuff, actually. So a lot of those hunting places is actually not like Hollywood thinks. And Dave Mustaine admits that his earlier liberal stuff was wrong, like when he did the threat is real and all that stuff about Islam. Side issue. Back to your call. Stop babbling, Jones. I never have time to go hunting anymore. I went dove hunting about 2 years ago. It was pretty fun, but, oh, I love dove hunting. Let me tell you how I dove hunt. Shoot you some big, juicy fatties. I don't shoot little ones. I shoot the big plumpies. And then you just got your backpack with a big plastic baggie in it, the sealable type. You got some Worcestershire sauce in there, black pepper, salt, maybe some pulverized garlic, and a little bit of red wine. And you got about an inch of it at the bottom, and it's just folded up in your pack. Where you got your water or whatever and your shotgun shells. And then you just shoot each dove. It's just so easy. You just pull open the breast, get the breast out. It's got little feathers on it or whatever. Put a little water on it. Get your baggie out. Boop. usually, you know, put four or five in your bag till you do it. Stop for 10 minutes, pull out the breast, put them in the marinade. And then right there, usually even at the camp, you come back in between, you know, three or four, you got like 40, 50 birds. And then you fire up a charcoal grill and you just spread those breasts out right on that grill. And they've only been dead an hour or two. It's just like when you go deep sea fishing and you pull back to the deep sea fishing thing and they got the restaurants right there and they cut up your fish and give them to you in a cooler and you walk right in and you say, I got this mahi mahi. I got this tuna. I got this redfish. And you just go, oh, you can get it, cooked with garlic, with oil, or you can get it fried. Good, delish. Oh, there's nothing like fresh red meat and nothing like fresh fish. I'm getting hungry right now. Okay, up next here, I apologize for going off deep in there. John in Michigan, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I met Rex in Grand Rapids at Rage Against the War.
Awesome.
And I got to talk to him out on the patio for like a half hour. You raised a good man right there.
He's a good man.
Yes, he is. And I'm a warrior like yourself. I just want to give you my war cry.
That's pretty good.
By the throat and squeezing the air out of their lungs. That's what I'm talking about. Because we are at war right now, Alex. I'm with you, brother. And anyway, when I hear these paid people for Israel, they're on there, they're scripted. When you got Americana and God in your heart, you know they're fake right away. And it's like, I don't even listen to them. I just, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry I subjected you to that Hilton guy last hour. Did you hear that guy?
Oh, yeah. I put him in the trash can the first time. I seen him for like, I don't know, 5 seconds. I'm like, who the hell's this dude? You're done. I can tell he's fake, but I think I might have a little bit of discernment.
I'll say this. He's definitely a candy ass.
Oh, you got that right. So a little bit of my background. I am a Desert Storm vet. I was on the John F. Kennedy during Desert Shield and Desert Storm. So I've been all over that region. And we shouldn't be in this, but I just wanted to touch base on that. Can I talk about data centers for 2 seconds?
Sure.
So in Michigan, the data centers are definitely a hot topic, and I'm on city council. I'm on the planning commission, so right now we're in talks to put language in so they can't come in. But it's not a one meeting and done. I mean, that's going to take.
Well, by the way, you heard the caller earlier that was all doom and gloom. 47% of local elections go unopposed, and then there you are, you running for office, city council, fighting the tyranny at point blank range on the ground, brother.
Yeah. And guess what? When they wanted to identify me at the local county seat, if I was a Republican or Democrat, and I said, no, I'm an American.
I love it.
And they slid it back across the table like 10 times. Finally, I said, you work for me. And I slid it back and I left with American.
You have done well, Lord Vader.
So that's how that worked. But yeah, so anyway, I've been listening to you since 2019, and we are definitely brothers, I can tell you that.
Well, God bless you, man, and we couldn't do it without you, the listeners, and God bless you. Yeah, for people that are doom and gloom, I mean, okay, be doom and gloom. What's that get you out of? I mean, I don't just sit here and say we're winning. I mean, when I showed up, there was already a bunch of Patriots before me, but they didn't have the internet, any of this stuff. I just showed up at the right time. The show just was the biggest thing ever. Up until that time, reached the most people. Got syndicated, just all the right stuff. And people were hungry for the truth. It wasn't that I'm that good, just that it was the right place, right time. And we were basically like a four-wheel drive stuck in the axles up to mud. And now we've gotten out, dug ourselves out, and we're going up the embankment about, 7-8 miles an hour, and we're not even sliding back. We're getting out of here. And I can see the top of the hill right there. And it isn't going to be some bed of roses. I'm not saying some utopia like the commies promised, but we just got to stop complying with tyranny and promote liberty, and we're going to win, baby. We don't have a choice. You know, I'm just going to say this and go back to calls. A lot of you out there, and believe me, this is not a positive for me, okay, overall. Okay? I mean, I got on air because I wanted to fight tyranny, but it was kind of fun 30 years ago, people starting to recognize me being on local news and, you know, girls saying, oh, you're cool and all that kind of stuff, but I didn't do it for fame. But let me tell you, for at least 20 years, it ain't fun. You get to meet people and it's great, but it's nice to go to a restaurant and nobody knows who you are is looking at you. It's nice to be at an airport. It's nice to be at the grocery store. It's nice to be able to go to church and not everybody look at you. You know, it's fun to, you know, just be a fly on the wall. But let me give people the good news about that, the fringe benefit. You wear a Trump shirt, you're going to find out how many Trump supporters there are. You wear a 1776, people stop in the airport. If you're Alex Jones, I get 99% love of every race, color, and creed. But, I mean, I can't walk down the street without cars stopping. And, you know, I got places to go. I'm at the grocery store. I'm getting gas. And I'm always nice, stop, take pictures. Sometimes I'm late, pick up a kid or something. I'm like, sorry, I got to go. I mean, I can go, you know, to the video game place that has bowling and whatever, and I can barely bowl, I can barely play video games, because so many people are awake. The airport. I mean, I've done live feeds in the airport just to show you, and everybody's like, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. That's how popular freedom is, because people see me as part of the liberty movement, which I am, of course, but because you aren't a public figure, you don't have an idea how awake people are. But the problem is, these other people, they don't know how awake people are. They don't know we're really a large minority, if not the majority. And the numbers are growing fast. So when it comes to the basis of people being awake, we're reaching critical mass here. Okay? Very exciting. Back to calls here. Man, I got a prescription glasses 2 years ago, and I lost them. And I used to have 2015 vision, then it was 2020, and now, I mean, that's a pretty big TV screen over there. It's like 15 feet away, and I am just like trying to look at who's been holding the longest, and man, I've got like the eyesight of a mole when it comes to that. Scott in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
You there?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, hey, I've been a longtime listener, going on 20 years now, and I have a little bit of exception on a couple different things. One is how you have categorized some people as a sovereign citizen, and I watched that happen just recently, and it's a really bad smear about people that study the system, and I've studied the system in depth. I've also gone into the root of the problem, which is what I was going to segue into now. The root of the problem, I see what you've been doing for all of these decades, and I have nothing but thanks for you, and also you're welcome, because I've been spreading the word and being an info warrior for forever.
Well, let's be clear, and I'll let you have the floor. I had a lady call in 2 weeks ago mad, saying, you say boomers are all idiots. I said, no such thing. I said, statistically, they're still voting for neocon wars, and if conservatives and populists, they're the least awake on average, okay? You know, that's like saying people from Guatemala aren't good at powerlifting on average. You know, I'm trying to single them out. My point is that the whole sovereign citizen thing has a whole bunch of real law people and real stuff and real ideas, and it's good for the citizens pro se and all that. There's also a bunch of people that'll file fake deeds and fake stuff and stuff. I've been up one side and down the other. And so when I just in general say sovereign citizen, people need to know that it's a whole spectrum of things, from people that are dead on, like Red Beckman and others, to people that will get you thrown in prison. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, and I get that, and I totally agree with you. I'm not against that, but it's even the term sovereign citizen. That's a smear, okay? Because sovereign.
I know, but the general public only knows what that means. Sure, okay, sovereign citizen. How about just pro se inform people that know their rights?
Well, let's get off of that statement of sovereign citizen. Get back to the root of the problem. The root of the problem that I saw was on your show, and it was a really long time ago. You had John Perkins, the author of
Economic Hitman.
Mm-hmm. Right. Brilliant. Okay. And he pointed out these little tiny snippets of things that are missing pieces in the thinking process of most people. And one of those things is the concept of what a corporation really is and what the history of corporations were in the country and how it started. And we had 200 plus years of the British East Indies Company running roughshod all up and down everywhere. And the people who founded this country, they knew what was going on.
No, you're right. Corporations are living creatures. It's allowed the wealth to be transferred onto them while they take that power away from us for wealth transfer.
Well, we had these rules in place, okay? That was the thing. These are the rules that are super, super important, that as soon as people start to see it, it'll make a little bit more sense. And that number one rule is that corporations actually had three things that they had to adhere to in order to be chartered, and they could only be chartered by Congress. This is in the beginning of the country.
I know. Didn't it start with, like, canals they were building, so it had to be a public good?
It
had a project link. Go ahead.
I don't know the process about why it was there, but I do know that those three rules were in place, and Congress was the one that chartered the corporations. First of all, kings and esquires, the attorneys, they could just charter corporations willy-nilly. Okay, and they were immortal, and they didn't have to serve.
No, that's right. I mean, corporations are like a form of letter of mark.
Yeah, exactly. And so when it really came down to this corporation thing, is we had these rules at first. Congress had to charter the corporation. Secondly, they had a limited lifespan of no more than 20 years. Now, if it's something that was fake, something that's not real, could last forever, and a man could only last for 80 years, let's make this realistic.
No, I know. When you brought up the topic, I addressed the fact that corporations are supposed to have a public good chartered by Congress and have an end date. And then when they got rid of that and created Standard Oil and all that was the beginning of the problems. And the globalists today are an extension of the British East India Company and the Dutch East India Company, and that's the model of the New World Order. That's why I said the New World Order is a British Empire model. It's not the British Empire, but it's the model of the British Empire, and Cecil Rhodes, that entire plan.
No, I totally agree with you, but here's the thing. It's like those three things went out the window in 1877 and 1878. Okay.
That's when they changed the Corporation Acts and allowed the trust to be formed. And then you had the 1906, Teddy Roosevelt with the trust busting, which we can enforce today, which is not enforced.
Let's go back to 1871, 1877. Okay. Yep. 1871 was the Organic Act of 1871. You mentioned this on your show one time. 13 years ago. I was like, he knows what's going on. And I've been waiting for 13 years to talk to you about this.
Well, then let's say this. I should do common law and real law U.S. history. I used to do that a lot. And things I've done, like I did what you're talking about hundreds of times. And I had all the real, and I use the term sovereign citizen because the public knows that. See, I used to say pirate radio is really legal if you do it this way. And the people, it's micro radio. People don't know what micro radio means. I would say pirate radio, explain that's not the right term. It's micro to introduce it. So people that don't know a term have to be taught the term by what it's known as. But there are real sovereign citizens, then there are the ones that don't, that make it all look foolish. You say don't even use the term. The police listening right now don't know what I'm talking about, so I can educate them if I don't explain that to them. But yes, this is the heart of why we're enslaved, and it's what the whole globalist BlackRock is, the new British East India Company. And so who do you recommend? Because all the old timers that were the real deal, that were victorious against the IRS, everybody else, Red Beckman and all them are dead. Who do you recommend? Because we should start, I agree with you. We need to go back to about the Federal Reserve. We need to go back about corporations. And I'm intending to start doing large portions of the show on basics because people don't know all that.
No, I that would be fantastic. But you got to go back even further, man. It's got to go back to about 1810. Okay, this goes back to 1810, man. I can go on and on. I would love to sit down with about three or four
I understand.
Hours.
I know the dates. And it goes back to Magna Carta before that, and it goes back to the black nobility of what's in the city-states of what is Italy today. And I understand that, who then traveled to Scotland and set up their incorporations in the city of London. All of that is key, and I had ancestors that were involved in setting up the stock market, Lord Gresham and all the rest of it. So I've also been educated about it just through history books that my family's in. So, yes, it's all very important. But I just think in a short call, we can't do it. Who do you think, I mean, you sound like a smart guy. Who do you think is a good writer? Who do you think is a good, if we don't use the word sovereign citizen, what do we call it?
Well, you know, there was a guy who called up on your show the other day, and he talked about being an American state national. Okay. And I actually went through the process where
that's right. You don't give up your U.S. citizenship. You have to point out, I have states' rights, which they've run over. Like Article 10 in New Hampshire.
Actually, you don't give up your U.S. citizenship. You repudiate it.
That's what I just said.
U.S. citizen is defined under Title 8 U.S.C. Section 14.
Well, that's another way. What you do is you set up that the state citizen is what is in the basic incorporation of the colonies into the new republic, and that is the basis of your rights. You recognize the legitimate federal government and the articles in the Constitution, but then you repudiate the false corporate admiralty law, maritime administrative law system.
No, well, you don't. You actually don't even do that, Alex. You don't do that. You have to accept that that exists, too. It's under Article 3, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution, where it talks about suits and admiralty and an equity.
But those, okay? but those acts have been expanded outside the constitutional scope, and many of them are null and void. And my point is there's ways to argue against that.
Right. No, well, you know, when it comes right down to it, you were saying, who do I recommend? Now, listen, this guy doesn't have all of it right, okay? He's got about 90% of it, and there's certain people that have been filling in these little blanks, and I'm one of these guys that I go deep and
I got to get to other callers, bro. The thing with the sovereign citizen thing, that everybody knows the term as, is just an endless debate, an endless discussion, and so much the law of the system ignores. It's all force de jure, force majeure. It's all under just blind corruption now. Just overrun. They don't even follow the admiralties. They don't even follow the administrative. It's all just a giant corrupt free-for-all. And that's why we're in so much trouble. And so people that come up with even the right answers, it doesn't matter because the courts are so corrupt. In most cases, they'll run you over. I appreciate your call. And I'm not mad at the caller. It's like bringing up rocket science or fission fusion or, you know, trying to explain the double slot theory in 5 minutes or, you know, getting into quantum mechanics with people. And then at the end of the day, I mean, the average lawyer doesn't know anything. The judges are just political operatives, most cases. I mean, and here I am being negative. I'm just saying I know a lot of stuff. I interviewed hundreds of people and studied law and looked at it all and everything. And I can tell you right now, it's a barrel of snakes. But it is true. If you know your basic rights and pro se things, you can tie them up and you can run them and big banks try to take your house and sell your mortgage over and over again. And you go check the law and the lawyers will take your money and hand your house over. You can go in there and tie their asses in knots. I mean, it is incredibly valuable, incredibly informative, but it takes years of study and research and then action to know this stuff. And I know enough to get you hurt. So it'd be like calling me up saying, how do you remove an appendix? Well, I've read how you do it. In a medical book, but I would not pretend to sit here and tell you on air how to remove an appendix. All right. So, a lot of this just comes down to that this is complex, dangerous stuff. And I'm not about to sit there and on the air tell people how to become a rock scaler. I've done a little bit of rock climbing. I got hurt doing it. I'm a terrible rock climber. And if you called in and said, let's talk about rock climbing, I'd be like, I'm just not. You need to go out and take lessons and be careful. I mean, it's. I don't want to say it's above my pay grade, but all the guys I knew that were the real deal and weren't pitching patriot mythology and that had beaten the IRS and spent time in prison and done it, they're all dead. And, you know, Eustace Mullins, Red Beckman, a whole bunch of other guys. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember all the names. Oh, what are their names? And so it'd be like if I'm your guide for Lewis and Clark, but I haven't gone across the country, I'm just like telling you, you know, and it turns into, well, this guy's got 90% right, but this person, blah, blah, blah. And then you got all these true believers that get into some guy that tells them this is the magic dust, and then you jack in the beanstalk, and that just ain't me. Hour number four, more calls, Jesse on fire, giant topics straight ahead. Don't forget, tomorrow at midnight's the last day for the Mega 250 sale. Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream. Just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists and Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the InfoWar at alexjoneslive.com.
and, of course, at theowlshowstore.com. With the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, Jesse on Fire is coming up. Take a few more of your calls right now. Really love talking to you. Just to back up what the last caller was saying about the states' rights things and your rights. The EU was set up in a treaty in 47 and expanded in 56, and by the year 2000, it took over unelected dictatorship, all through corporations getting governments to incrementally sign away rights. And that gives you an example of how powerful this maritime administrative British East India Company controlled, you know, India, and it was a corporation. Cecil Rhodes, Rhodesia. All of this. I mean, they wrote books about it. This is a fact. And they've segued us in under this corporate dictatorship. That's just a simple way of putting it. David in Vegas and Jefferson in Virginia. David, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to talk to you about this character, Sneeko, who I became aware of because my son trains MMA over at Extreme Couture in Vegas. And Sean Strickland is one of the many well-known UFC fighters that train there, and he's a great guy. But that idiot Sneeko thought it was a good idea to spar with Sean Strickland, and it's very amusing. You should have your crew punch that up, because he lets this guy get a couple shots in, and then Sean just lights him up. And
guys, type in Sneeko. Sneeko spars with Sean Strickland. So he wanted to take on the middleweight champion. I thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, great idea, huh? And, you know, you don't square up with one of these guys unless you are willing to take a couple shots. And Sean's a great dude. You know, I ran into him once, and I was wearing the Rebellion to Tyrants T-shirt that I got from you guys, you know, the Punisher shirt.
Hey, I'm going to give you my cell phone number. I want you to go down there and give it to Strickland. I'm a big fan. I want him on. But listen, I'm not going to spar with him. I want to keep all my brain cells.
Definitely don't spar with him, but he's a cool dude and he would be a great guest.
Oh, he's a patriot.
And he also, you know, people think he's you know, a big dumb idiot. He can think on his feet. Like when people ask him questions, he's sharp, man. And he's definitely a patriot. It would be great to have him on. And
well, I'll give Sneeko this. He's taking a lot of punches there.
Oh, yeah, he's yeah, no kidding. And also about this Alicia Keys thing, you know, the other caller had you play some Megadeth, which I love, but a song that came to mind was This Is a Man's World by James Brown. And part of what you were saying about, you know, we do this to help women. You know, we work our asses. And that's the, you know, people would maybe a feminist to hear that song and think, oh, it's some, you know, male chauvinist. No, the point of the song is we're doing all this work, building railroads, doing all this stuff because of the women. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah, down in coal mines in West Virginia.
Right.
And then you got these women going, look at these worker men. They make noise to hurt our feelings. Cuckoo, that's cuckoo. Crazy. That's feminism, where they just look for anything to get pissed off about. You go down on the mine then, lady. Yeah. You go out and work on the highway in 105-degree heat all day.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And
I don't want my daughters. Yeah. I don't want my daughters doing that. My daughters got their heads screwed on. They know how to skin a buck, run a trot line, and they like their daddy, and they like men, and they get it. Isn't that right, Charlotte? Oh, yeah. She works here.
Oh, she's
have
so
Charlotte
cool.
Come in here. Get her in here. And she's, no. Come here, Piggy. She's not fat. When she was little, she'd laugh and snort like a little pig. So her nickname's Piggy. And Oinky. Oinky, come in here. Okay, she's like, please, Dad, stop. Okay, I'm joking. David, anything else?
Remember that? The bugs? When you said to your little girl, hey, And she's like, you're not going to, no one's going to eat bugs. What are you talking about? No one's eating bugs. That was your little, well, she was about 6 or 7 at the time. And it was a couple of years ago, but it was amazing.
Oh, I remember. That was Veronica. I think she was like 4. And, yes, and we were driving to Big Bend. Guys, pull up. I think I was back on. It was only on Bandai Video. That's the kind of stuff that was not, I was taken offline except for Bandai Video that they've taken down now. I got to find that video. Alex Jones's kids, nobody's going to eat bugs. Alex Jones's daughter says nobody. She goes, nobody's eating bugs, Daddy. Because I'm shooting a video in the car, pulled over. And she goes, Daddy, nobody's eating the bugs. We got to find that video. Ask Rob New to find that. All right, God bless you. That's a great caller. Oh, man, we got Jesse on fire coming up. I kind of want to finish your calls, though. We're going to go to Jesse. Oh, man, amazing phone callers. By the way, I got my wires crossed on this. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Globalists are collapsing worldwide, but they're fighting back with tyranny, censorship, and more. And they have targeted my operation more than anybody else's. But that's okay. That means we're over the target. It means we're effective. And I couldn't have done any of this without you. All the success of my operation through the listeners, the viewers, your word of mouth, your support, and, of course, the great crew. And that's why I want to just thank you all as America approaches its 250th anniversary. We have to understand they're trying to demoralize us, trying to break our will. We can't let them do that. It's the globalists that are losing. We're actually winning. So, to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, buy one, get one free ultramethylene blue. Buy one, get one free bovine colostrum. Buy one, get one free Shilajit complex. So incredible. And up to 60% off on all the other supplements, 50% off on all the Patriot apparel, limited edition, 250th anniversary, and more. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air and celebrate our American Republic, the globalist hate.
Jesse on Fire is taking over. You know, I had a lot to do today, and I was like, you know, we're taking a lot of calls, but how about we get a guest host fourth hour? Because I'm doing a little preparation to see some special reports. I thought, man, we got to get Jesse on Fire on. He said he'd love to co-host sometime. I said, see, we'll do the fourth hour today or sometime this week. Let him pick the date. And then I guess the producer misunderstood me because I talk so fast. And he's like, he's on as your guest at 1. I said, no, have him host the fourth hour. So he's very gracious. He's here. He sent some really hot topics. Last time he was on, we had tens of millions of views off the topics he raised. Tyler Robinson trial starts today in the murder of Charlie Kirk. Conflict between Candace Owens and Andrew Colvin. I like both these people. Cash Patel exposed for insider trading. That's big. Iran population and Iranian Ayatollah funeral. Wants to tax inside America and assassinate Trump. Dumb move by them. They're just asking for it. Chris Nolan, horrific casting for The Odyssey. Oh, that's hilarious. And the Black Queen. I mean, she wasn't black, folks. And plus, they could have picked a good-looking black lady. They're going to do it. They picked the one that looks like a man. That's all coming up. He takes over in a moment. And I'm sorry to Chad, Nolock, Bart, and Seth. You want to give us your number? I'm taking calls again tomorrow. We'll call you back to be the headline. But Jefferson's got a call to action on the midterms. So I want to hear what he had to say before I hand the baton to Jesse on Fire, ladies and gentlemen, at Real Jesse on Fire on X, Instagram, Real Jesse Fire. Fire, fire, fire. Yeah, yeah, love fire. Let's go ahead and talk to Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson.
Thank you, Alex Jones. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
You know, I think when Trump gets back from the NATO summit, we got to start taking the gloves off and actually get some action going. One thing I'd like to see is you need to get in touch with Ed Martin, who I don't know what he's doing now, and have him get in touch with Bill Pulte over at DHS and have them declassify Sandy Hook. That will wake up a lot of people.
Yeah, they were looking at that. Yeah, I know the inside baseball, but I'm not going to get into it. No, he talks to Bill Pulte over at the Office of National Intelligence, and he's busy reporting to Trump on what's going on, and Trump's really pissed off that no prosecutions are happening in Georgia and things. Well, you put Todd Blanche in there, and now he's the acting thing. So very bizarre behavior by Trump. You know, I'm not going to get into all the stuff that goes on and what I've been told, and I haven't talked to Ed in a while. We text back and forth some. You know, he just says, keep going. You're doing a great job. And I say the same thing to him. We're just doing the best we can. But he had all the goods on everybody, with CIA, the FBI running the fake suits on me. And they were doing a criminal investigation. And then Todd Blanche came out and repudiated me and said, we're killing the investigation. We're protecting the Justice Department and the CIA. And that was in the news. So that's what we got going on there. But don't worry. Those two are peas in a pod, I'm told. Him and Pulte.
Wonderful. Can you find out whether Mitch McConnell is alive or dead or incapacitated?
He's definitely incapacitated. So his wife, about all their hidden money, Elena Chao, McConnell meets China's vice president 3 days after McConnell hospitalized. So her sister died in outside Austin, got driven into a lake in her car. So Chi-coms are tying up loose ends around here.
Yeah, it's amazing what time we're living in. We just need to start pushing the ball forward, you know, before the midterms. We can't wait until the election to get things going. I hope Trump is ready to pull the trigger when he gets back from Turkey.
Good points. What do you think about the doom and gloomers say we should vote Democrat? I think that's insane.
Well, Trump keeps acting like we're not going to have an election in 2028 to begin with, whether we're still at war or whatever the explanation is for why we won't have an election. But the midterms, I don't think they're going to go off the way we think they are. I don't think he's going to let there be the corruption going on. I don't know what he's going to declare in terms of emergencies, but something has to happen to guarantee that there's an ability to recount and certify whatever takes place anywhere. It doesn't matter what the margin of victory is. The recount should be a capability. Otherwise, it's not a real election.
You're damn right. And look, we're mad at Trump going sideways, trying to get him to stop worshiping Israel and be fair, but then that's starting to happen a little bit. So we just got to stay engaged. That doesn't mean we're conned by Trump. We're not conned. We're staying engaged, and I think that's the best course. Thanks for the call. They found the video. We'll play it, and we'll go to the great Jesse on Fire, but a caller called in earlier and said, hey, years ago, and this is like probably about 4 years ago, she's probably about 4 or 5 years old right there, that's my youngest daughter, and we're driving out to Big Bend. I think we just pulled out of Fredericksburg, I remember this, and I was, I guess my wife's in the passenger seat, I was shooting a video about Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, you will eat the bugs, and she just pipes in, no, I think this is the right video, I think, I haven't seen it yet. She's like, nobody's going to eat bugs, Daddy. That's not true. For out of the mouths of babes, common sense. Here it is.
V, you will eat the bugs. You will eat the bugs.
No, I'll never eat bugs. Nobody will ever eat bugs.
That's right. Let's promise. Let's shake on it. You're never going to eat bugs. Say no to the communist control freak dehumanizers.
Yeah,
never. Yeah. Yeah.
I remember how it happened. Look how fat I was. I've lost 70 pounds since then. I was shooting a video, and then she piped in. I said, let's recreate that. So that was real. But now I remember it was the impromptu one. So, yep, there you go. And, of course, now all the big production houses, the top 10, do get powdered bugs protein, and they're putting in everything, whether you like it or not, Tyson, the rest of them. So a lot of us are eating the bugs. It's just absolutely terrible. All right, please remember, tomorrow night we've extended the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Buy one, get one free. Methylene Blue, Shilajit, the incredible bovine colostrum. We also have the gummies now, grape flavored. It's the top brand, private label, the very best colostrum. So good for your whole body. Up to 60% off on all the other supplements. 50% off on the Patriot Apparel. It is a fundraiser. And we have 5,000 of the silver coin. 2,000 came in Friday. They're about to sell out. 3,000 come in on this Friday. So get your orders in now. It is a fundraiser for the operation to expand in the face of tyranny. It is the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776. On the other, It is the American Eagle with the American flag. Sesquicentennial, the United States of America. It is awesome. Coins cost us $67 to make. It's pure silver. And they're for $117.76. It makes 40-something bucks as a fundraiser coin. We're not selling this bullion as an investment. Though our other collectible coins always see them selling for way more than people buy them. It's an investment in liberty and freedom. I can't do it without you. Biggest sale ever right now. Extended to tomorrow night at midnight, and then it will end. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. I apologize for getting him on late. Cross wires. Next time he hosts the hour, he'll have the full hour. Very popular talk shows. Very smart guy. And he takes over right now with these big, hot topics, and these views are his, though I tend to agree with him. I hate to have to question the Charlie Kirk thing. I don't think his crew killed him. I know him. But the official story is not true, and I tend to think he can still be alive. I'm not trying to stir up trouble or cause pain. I'm not saying he's still alive. I'm just saying I think that Jesse on Fire has a take that we should really look at. And I hear Palm Beach Pete's coming on your show, so that's going to be big as well. So Jesse on Fire has 46 minutes. He takes it over now.
All right, let's rock and roll. Thank you very much, Alex, for letting me come on short notice. It's a good day to do it, though, because we've got the Tyler Robinson trial starts today, and fireworks are already starting basically anywhere that you look related to this case. You've got the trial itself and who is walking in with Charlie's family. That's been going viral all over the internet. Their outfits, very bizarre. Erica is coming in with security surrounding her, and on X, the simmering conflict between Andrew Colvett, Candace, Blake Neff has gone really thermonuclear now, and I'm going to show you guys that here in a second. Now, I promised something in a post that I was going to answer during this hour, exactly how the AI systems are going to make humans extinct, period, over the next 80 years. And I am going to answer that question, but I'm going to do it at the end because this is, now that I got 45 minutes, I got a lot of stuff that I wanted to get to. So here's something that I wanted to show you guys first, because as Alex alluded to, and if you watched my stuff last time I was on Alex or any of the coverage that I've done on this case, my hypothesis is now, and very clearly, that I think this thing is a hoax. I don't believe that Charlie's dead. And the reason that I say that is because the amount of, I think evidence is the wrong word. Obviously, every time I talk about this, I have to preface it with the caveat that this is just a thought exercise. I have no way of knowing one way or the other because, I don't know, you know, this is the kind of thing that people get in trouble for saying online if they don't make very clear that it's opinion. But my opinion is that everywhere that I look, from the day that this happened, the day of, some of which I'm going to show you here in a second, all the way until today, there are behaviors from the group around Charlie that make absolutely no sense. And how many people, it seems like Candace especially, have interpreted these things, they believe that TPUSA was involved in killing Charlie. And to me, I look at it and I see something where if they're all involved, none of them look like they're afraid of getting the death penalty. So it seems like it's more likely that they juke this thing. And I've backed into the motive many times. So here's what I want to show you real quick before we get into the, you know, the stuff from the trial today, just one clip for everyone to take a look at here before we get into this stuff, because it feels relatively important. Okay. So this is some of the stuff, like the signs that seem to be given by Charlie's team on the day of, right? And it's just overwhelming. Like when you look at it all together, I remember when this first happened and I was looking at these things, I'm going, yeah, that's suspicious, but I just couldn't get my head around it. It took me months before I was even willing to entertain that any of these people could have possibly been involved. Like the theory that he juked it and that this was a big, you know, collaborative hoax sounded so insane to me that I completely dismissed it for months. But just that 1% that maybe this could be what the answer is kept me, at least as I tried to analyze each of these pieces of information that came out, like, okay, I'll just run this through that algorithm. Is it possible that this would indicate that it's a hoax? And literally every single anomaly can be explained with that. The only thing that I've never been able to put together and feel confident about what it is the Tyler Robinson situation as it relates to like Who is Tyler Robinson? How would he get picked? I don't believe Charlie would put an innocent kid on death row, because my opinion has been that if Charlie did this, aside from the fact that he was, you know, potentially facing prison going into the 2024 election, which would obviously give him, you know, a lot of motivation to take himself off the chessboard. But he's a good man. I believe all of these people at TPUSA are good people. And I think that their actions are being, you know, heavily misinterpreted, and it's causing a misunderstanding that is leading to this, you know, chaos that we're looking at today. Right. But those signs, I mean, what are we doing, man? You know, look at all of the people who are around Charlie that day are giving hand signals. I mean, did you guys play Little League baseball? Did you play high school baseball? Do you know a lot of people that go, you know, touch the brim of their hat super intentionally and then their ear if they're not telling you to steal second? I mean, it's like there's signals. Then the next guy who's going to subsequently catch Charlie after he falls gives the most obvious, here you go, right there. I'm ready. So if those guys seem to be involved, and that's just two of a million other things, then what am I looking at? Terrell Farnsworth goes and jumps up on the wall immediately following and is filming perfectly up there, then flips the camera on himself. They shot Charlie. You know, they're not professional actors, that's for sure. And then he finishes that clip with, he's dead. You're like, who would say that? No one would say that. If their friend just got shot and you got people carrying him, by the way, with absolutely no blood on the ground or, you know, on anyone's shoes. These guys are supposedly plugging wounds. They got no blood on their hands. They got no blood on their shoes. There's no blood trail on the way to the SUV. And it's like, who would just go, oh yeah, he's dead, by the way. He's dead. You know? And also, who would have watched that clip and been like, let's use this one. It's super believable. Anyway, so I would say that just covered about 0.1% of the you know, data points that I've interpreted that led me to the level of confidence that I have, you know, that this is in fact a hoax. I think, you know, the standard pushback that I get has always been, Charlie's just going to take himself and live like in the wilderness and he's never going to see his wife and kids. I'm like, what are you talking about? Charlie's a wealthy person. Charlie is in league with the most powerful people in the world. Charlie would be in a self-sustaining 25,000 square foot, you know, doomsday home in Montana, and his family is there with him. They're homeschooling their kids. They're all there. They're interacting with all the top people all the time. Charlie's still running TPUSA. That is exactly why Erica becomes the CEO, absolutely inexplicably for any other reason. How would she become the CEO immediately after? They're like, oh, we need someone to run this organization. They're like, well, you know, we've got his trad wife who has been involved in absolutely nothing. It's like, well, that seems like the right call. 2 days later, you know, or whatever, however many days. It makes no sense. Makes perfect sense if Charlie is running the company through her and using her as a proxy. But again, if I'm, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But what I can tell you for absolute sure is that this has caused a tremendous conflict between the TPUSA group and Candace. And that's where we're going to start right now, because this conflict has escalated dramatically as of today. Okay. So if you look right here, right, this is like this is Candace's post today. And again, when I say that this escalated, Andrew Colvett put up a post, that was at least partially in response to this post, I believe. That's like, whoa, I read it and I sent it to Alex's team literally like maybe half an hour ago, because I was like, there's no way we can do this show without showing this. But this is what Candace put up today as an introduction to the trial. We're going to talk a lot about the trial also. She says, today the Tyler Robinson show trial begins. Evidence like text message confessions will be allowed in the courtroom, despite the fact that Tyler's defense has not been allowed to vet those messages to determine if they were doctored or who actually sent them. Remember, the FBI and the ATF was not forced to turn over key evidence despite multiple discovery requests because the judge has not has ruled it's not necessary at this stage. Important point, though, that some people obviously understand and others don't. This is a preliminary hearing. This is not the trial. This is a preliminary hearing. What that means is this is a hearing to determine whether or not there's enough evidence to have a trial. So, like, the prosecution's case is what is on trial right now. Okay. So if the prosecution comes in and they're like, all right, here's what we've got. you know, this person showed a video on X and said it looks like Tyler did it, and you know, we're running with it. They're like, that's what you got. You know, they have to have a legitimate case to justify, you know, the resources keeping a guy in jail this whole time. I mean, he's been held with no bail. I mean, bottom line, they have to prove that they have enough evidence to justify a trial, and that's what this is about. But there are things that are being allowed into this preliminary hearing that make no sense to me as it relates to what should be forced if you're going to introduce this evidence. And I'll talk about that in a second right now, actually. So Candace says key witness testimony from Lance Twiggs will be played, but Lance Twiggs is not allowed to be cross-examined because the judge has ruled it's not necessary at this stage. Okay. So to be clear, for people who are not super up to date on all of the details of the case, because in fairness, if you've been focused in one direction, you're going to miss so many things. There are very few people who are going to be able to talk intelligently about a lot of these different things. I happen to be one of them only because of what I do for a living. And so I've covered all of this stuff. The first, I don't even know. Like I said, it took a long time for me to get to where I was believing that this was not real. And I spent the majority of the previous time looking at Lance Twiggs, the roommate, and a bunch of evidence that there was a large group of leftists that were involved in this, not just Tyler Robinson. I was never for a second focused on, oh, it just must be Tyler Robinson. That never made any sense to me. But I was looking at a lot of stuff that other people were not looking at. And obviously, Candace has taken the whole TPUSA angle. And that whole angle is what led to me where I'm at now. And so I kind of have it from all angles. But on the Lance Twiggs one, that's the transferee roommate. Okay. So this guy, literally, if I say he's the linchpin of the prosecution's case, that would be the understatement of the century. If that guy disappears and the evidence that he provided to the FBI disappeared with it, Tyler Robinson is walking out of the preliminary trial in a, very, very quickly, right? I mean, if the FBI, oh yeah, you know, we have his DNA on whatever who knows? I don't want to, maybe they would be able to push it forward. But the bottom line is there would be so much reasonable doubt absent the Lance Twiggs character who was responsible for A, the text message conversation where Tyler Robinson confessed to the crime in about 18 different ways, which is hilarious because in addition to confessing to the crime, he also referenced every piece of physical evidence that the FBI has somehow. Isn't that weird? So what do we have for physical evidence? We have the screwdriver with I think that's actually maybe the only thing that they say they have that he did not reference, but we have the ammunition with the engraved words on it, right? It was, hey, fascist, catch, seize bulge, all that, whatever stuff, that stuff. He references that in the text messages. He also references where he stashed the rifle, supposedly. Okay. None of it reads even moderately real. And all of that came from Lance Twiggs. Okay. Also, Lance Twiggs said that he found this, handwritten note that was underneath the keyboard. He supposedly took a picture of that, then burned it. So he shows a picture of that to the feds. Also, Tyler Robinson supposedly confessed through Discord. Okay. Now, how many of you guys, if I don't know if you guys have Discord or not, but if you don't have Discord, how many of you are in some social media environment on your desktop and it stays logged in all the time, right? Like if you wanted to be a sociopathic lunatic, and you have roommates, would it be challenging for you to go onto their Facebook and then just go in and go, you know, make a post that says, I've been thinking about this and I've decided that fill in the blank racist, horrible thing that no one would ever actually say. And you just frame them for it, you know, and they come back, oh, you know, I was hacked. But any roommate, anyone who has access to a person's desktop can get into their social media because it's always logged in. So the Discord confession also easily could have been Lance Twiggs in the event that he had some motive to frame Tyler Robinson for this crime. The other thing is that if you compare these two guys, Lance Twiggs and Tyler Robinson, in terms of their background and who is more likely to have committed this crime, this is not close at all. Okay? Number one thing that you look for if you're going to evaluate which of two people is more likely to...
And a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that.
And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
So the point is, they've been obsessed with this. It's going on. The COVID shots implanted the matrix, graphene oxide to grow. It's now being scanned. It's now being read. They were putting chips in the troops 30 years ago. The revolution's already here is what you're saying, Jesse Beltran.
These are just chips on a size that you can no longer see. They're nano size. One's 2,000 times the width of a human hair. The graphene oxide, the silicon-based materials that have been in, we know for a fact that they were in the mRNA. We know that Dr. Ido Bachelet signed a contract with Pfizer in 2015 when he did that TEDMed talk with a trillion robots in a 1cc syringe, and how he teaches his students how to, once they're in a host, how to control them with RF emissions.
And you heard Collins saying 21 years ago that, oh, yeah, when we're doing scans, we find all these chips, these bright objects, ha, 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 wonder who put them there. But as you said, you've been doing this 20 years, and about 10 years ago, you began to go away, not seeing chips anymore, but just liquid emulsion nanotech. Here you are 6 months ago or more scanning me. Let's go to Alex Jones getting scanned.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And it's not unusual to find that in the posterior ear area.
So wait, I got a higher reading than him?
No, his was higher than yours.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, but you did get a positive reading there. So you are getting the you know, base of the neck is what we typically see. Scapula area. What we're finding is after post-COVID, this is very typical. We're completely bombarded by this stuff.
From your own research, there are compounds naturally in nature that just do absolutely incredible things that will draw out these type of things. But you guys have come up with one with scientists that adds these special sea minerals in that then even drags it out even more. And so I have been taking this, the dreams I've had, my skin, my health. What it's done is absolutely insane. Get masterpiece.com. Matt Hazen, tell us what this does, and people can get 10% off when they follow the URL, getmasterpiece.com, or use promo code Alex when you're there on the site, because this is really special.
Zeolite is an incredible mineral that is known as what's called the master binder. And what that means is it's known to pick up every type of forever chemical, toxin, toxic heavy metal there is, including fluoride. So when you see charcoal or carbon or clays for binders, you don't see that they will pick up fluoride. Zeolite's different. Zeolite also gets the fluoride. That's a very big deal. It is great at removing these environmental toxins from our body. Masterpiece is the highest grade sea mineral plasma solution. It is basically isotonic, the same mineral composition as your blood plasma. So the sea minerals are being carried in by the nanometer, sub-nanometer size clinoptilolite zeolite. And once the toxin hits the zeolite, it releases and displaces the mineral. People don't feel bad. There's no normal detoxing reaction.
Everybody needs to go to getmasterpiece.com. You get 10% off by using that URL automatic when you go. There's promo code Alex as well. Getmasterpiece.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. And now our coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones!
Whoa! Alex!
We love you, Alex! I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex, suck my d-
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams getting for control the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump. Move, bitch, get out the way.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to bring down the new world order!
I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, so we left off discussing the likelihood that either Lance Twiggs or Tyler Robinson would have done this. If you have to compare the two guys, what's the first thing you look for? You look for a history of violence. And I was given a tip from an anonymous member of Lance's family that the way that he ended up ostracized from his family, like was reported, is because he had a violent altercation with his grandparents where he attacked one of them with a knife. Now, again, this is unverified aside from a tip that I got from someone in his family, but you also have this very well-known story where someone who was in their group of friends released a bunch of, you know, self-taken cell phone photographs of all of these crazy stuff that Lance had scribbled into these notebooks. And I mean, like, to try to act, to try to compare the likelihood that this guy did it versus this guy did it, it's absolutely overwhelming that it would have been Lance. Overwhelming. So, you know, it's interesting that they are allowing the preliminary trial to go on and just have a video of Lance Twiggs going, yeah, this is what happened. Tyler Robinson did it. He confessed. And they don't even get to ask him any cross-examination questions. Now, in fairness, they will get to do that during the regular trial, but I just find it very bizarre that they would not at least make him come in and testify, given the fact that the police are in there testifying in person and there's a lot of other people who aren't. Why are they hiding him? Why would they not have him come in? You know what I mean? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But in the interest of time, because we've got a hard stop in about 22 minutes, I want to take you guys up to where these guys chose war, okay? So this is the screen that I wanted to show you. This is what Andrew Colvett said to Candace today, which I imagine was, this happened September of last year, and this is the most aggressive, direct attack on her friendship and relationship with Charlie that I've seen. And so here is what Andrew Colvett said to Candace today. He said, Candace, you and Charlie were not friends. He managed you. He kept things light and polite so you wouldn't turn on the organization. And he follows it up with some other stuff. I mean, obviously, I have no ability to verify any of this stuff in either direction. But he says, show me any proof of genuine friendship from the last 12 months of his life, from the last 18 months, from the last 24 months, not some 2018 text, something recent. You gave him anxiety whenever you called or texted asking, in parentheses, demanding, to speak at our events. He made me or Justin deal with you and George. This is why when you tried to hire me in February of 2024 for PR, I agreed to go along with it against my better judgment because Charlie asked me to keep you close and protect the organization from you. The publicist I tried to hire to run Point prayed about it and felt the Lord told her a firm no. And so I ultimately declined. This is your central foundational lie. You were not his friend. You were not his defender. You were his tormentor. And now you torment his wife and the organization that he built. Candace, you are a fraud. I read that. I was like, whoa, that is choosing war for sure. Now, in fairness, she has clearly chosen war with them. And, I think about this just because of what I think happened here. And I tried to run scenarios of what must be happening on the backside. And it's impossible to know. I usually am pretty confident. I feel no confident in either, no confidence in either direction. I have, of course, entertained whether Candace could be a part of it if I am right, but there's no way to know. But this is all coming on the back of what happened this week, which was that the Sean Ryan interview with Candace Owens was released. And one of the very notable portions of that was this clip right here. And this is one of the things that started the conflict between Colvett and Candace. So take a look at this real quick.
They panicked that I had seen the footage, and somebody at the FBI.
Quick point, the footage that she's referencing, no audio on that? Oh, no audio on that. Okay, so then let me tell you what she said. So she says that while the family-only memorial was going on, supposedly, supposedly there was a family only memorial. This was before the memorial where they were videotaping things. And then the other one that was obviously done in a stadium. But, she says that Andrew Colvett called her from the memorial and they were obviously both very upset. She says, and she said that Andrews at the time said, Candace, it was supposed to be you. And Sean Ryan stops her. He said it was supposed to be you. The implication in the context of the interview being that Andrew was saying it was supposed to be you who got assassinated or murdered, of course, right? That's how Candace presented it. That's how Sean interpreted it. That's how I've seen everyone interpret it. And that started a series of, that and about 1,000 other things that came out of that interview. But that one specifically started a lot of conflict between the two of them. And I find that one notable because I'm pretty sure that I know what he was actually saying in the event that that conversation is real. And I don't think it is in reference to Candace getting assassinated. I think that this has to do with what Candace had showed us in those previous text messages that he referenced in 2018, where Charlie and her were discussing her role in what Charlie saw for his future. He was apparently dreaming about the fact that he was going to die young, that he was never going to be able to see the mission through with TPUSA. And he said he can see it so clearly that she is going to be exact wording is escaping me, but she's going to be the Iron Maiden that leads the charge and completes the revolution. So what I think he was talking about is I think he was saying it was supposed to be you that would lead TPUSA if Charlie was killed. I think because Candace said she didn't interpret it as him saying, that it's supposed to be her to be assassinated at the time. And so that would stand to reason that as she, has built more and more and more and more and more suspicion on TPUSA that she would think back on a thing like that and then reinterpret it through that lens. And I think it's much more likely that that's what he was referencing. But as a result of that and, many other things that she said, that started this off too. So we got other stuff to show. And actually I'll finish showing you guys the other things that, that Candace said in this post because they responded to all of it. So, she says today is about emotion. You will hear Fed's narrative absent any ability for the defense to meaningfully dispute it. What you can expect aside from Erica's cheers are an orbit of her payrolled influencers trying to convince you that the unvetted evidence is overwhelming and undeniable. Sit back and watch the predictable show. The real trial will come later. Charlie's army is growing. Ultimately, the truth will win. So the thing that I will just say, you know what? Actually, let me also let's show you what Blake said also. So Blake responded to that with a show trial. It's called a preliminary hearing. Any lawyer could tell Candace how it works. It should be obvious by now that anyone, if anyone is receiving far more than just a show trial, it's Tyler Robinson. That's why it's taken us 10 months to get the probable cause hearing that would happen in a few days for plenty of other murders. But obviously Candace does not want justice. She does not want the truth. She wants Charlie's killer to walk. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, that's one of those things where does he really believe that? You know, is that like, is that a thing that Blake Neff actually believes? Do you really believe that Candace wants that she wants Charlie's killer to walk? Or is that a thing that he says because he's frustrated about the things that she's saying publicly about the organization and all of those things? Like, that's what I'm saying. There's no way that he thinks that Candace believes that Tyler Robinson murdered Charlie. And then she's like, you know what? I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use this as an opportunity to set free the guy who killed Charlie and then make millions of dollars on my support. It's ridiculous. Of course, that's not what she's doing. Of course. That's why I never have had, even when I've disagreed with her conclusion, I've never had any issue with anything that Candace has ever said in this case, because I believe her motives are legitimate and very genuine. You know, that's all I ever care about. I don't care if people disagree with me. I don't care if you get bent out of shape because people disagree with your conclusions, you're going to live a shorter and very frustrating life, because you're never going to find true consensus with anyone who thinks for themselves. You'll be able to find sheep that'll listen to what you say and then go, ma, 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 ma. That's easy, you know? But with other people, I don't understand it. That's why there are these factions of people who investigate this case. And if these guys think this, and so they're friends. These ones think this, and they're friends. And I'm friends with all of them, and I'm like, I don't understand. Why are you taking this personally? Would you put your life on the line that your theory is correct? Like, you'd die if you're wrong? Probably not. So relax. You know what I mean? But, you know, as it relates to this trial, I will say this, though. Why does the defense even get to show, like, why does the defense show up if you're not allowed to challenge the core witness and the core evidence that is the basis of the entire case, right? Now, that's a hyperbolic statement, because obviously you have the rifle that's supposed, I think that they said that there's DNA on the rifle. I know that they introduced today that the screwdriver supposedly has DNA on it, but again, every single piece of evidence, okay, the DNA obviously included, could be sourced to Lance. Lance is his roommate, okay? If I was the defense attorney, this would be easy, okay? You think that if I, given exactly what I think about the case, you think I'm going to go in there and try to convince him that I think Charlie and TPUSA and all the way up to the president, you know, were, you know, conspired to put Charlie Kirk in witness, you know, WITSEC? Cash is in on it all. That you think I'm going to go in there and argue that case? I did that on my YouTube channel, and I have a playlist called The Manufactured Martyr that goes through all of it. It's like 10 episodes. But if I'm the defense attorney, I'm going to go in there and go, okay, your whole case is based on one guy with tremendous credibility problems. He's a trans furry. How about that? Aside from his history of violence, aside from the fact that he has scribblings of a schizophrenic lunatic in notebook after notebook after notebook after notebook, and witnesses who know them very well who will testify to that, okay, I could nuke his credibility in 1 second. And in addition to that, history of violence. And, I mean, you're in Utah. This is LDS land. Do they have a lot of people who are trans furries who are, like, active in their church community? I lived in West Jordan right next to I know people in Provo where this is – all of this is happening, you know? The idea that that they relate to the trans furry member of this story is absurd and completely inaccurate. If the defense is not attacking Lance Twigg's credibility and him as a witness mercilessly, I have to question what is actually going on with this trial. Is this a show trial for one way or the other? Because if they're not, absolutely just trying to disembowel this guy on the stand and in every single argument that they make, then what are they doing? You know what I mean? I mean, there were rumors online that I think, if I remember correctly, Terrell Farnsworth, it was his relative who was on the defense team. And I have tried everything. And when I mean when I say tried everything, I mean like called all the smart people I know who are really good investigators. I'm like, if you can find a genuine connection between Farnsworth and the defense team, I will be eternally grateful. And, you know, obviously I used AI to try to investigate, but I have not been able to connect those two. But if you connect Terrell Farnsworth to the defense team, then you're looking at, okay, so, you know, maybe Jesse's right. But, at the end of the day, one of the things that I heard, so Elizabeth Lane went to one of the, I think she might have gone to all of the trial days, but she went to one and she was talking to me about the way that the defense was approaching the case. And I believe that she said that they asked the defense, somehow it came up whether or not they were listening to any of the online conspiracy theories. And they made a point to say that they're not listening to any of the shows that are covering this trial. And you think about that and go, so you're saying you are aware that there are millions of people and dozens of shows that have dedicated 100% of their resources and their effort to investigating alternative theories to that your client committed this assassination, and you're saying you have not looked into any of them and you have not listened to any of the shows. Like, that's the kind of thing where you go, I don't care how you feel about what your public image is. That is a level of incompetent that there's not even words for it. Okay. You're getting all this free effort. All of these people, all you have to do is just watch and go, wow, that's actually something we could use. They're doing none of that. Baron Coleman, do you have any idea the amount of research that guy has done, the amount of information that that guy has dug up that could be easily used? It's credible. The time of the arrest, all that. So do you have any idea the amount of information Baron has put out that the defense could just bury the prosecution's case with? Oh, you're not listening to any of the conspiracy theorists? Like, what you could just say is, I'm incompetent and any money I'm getting paid for this should be paid by by the prosecution. They should be paying me for the job that I'm doing if I'm not watching any of these shows and listening to any of the stuff that anyone puts out. It's indefensible, or it's corrupt. One of two options: corrupt and in cahoots, or completely incompetent on a level that is borderline impossible to even talk through. But I wanted to show you guys this too. This is the clip of Erica on her way in. I'll show you guys a couple clips here, and then I want to close out with what I promised you guys, which is I'm going to show you how AI is going to rid the earth of all humans within 80 to 100 years. And I'm going to come through on that promise, because I'm going to show you exactly how they're going to do it. Okay, so this is the clip of Erica on her way in. So, and she put out a statement here that is, on behalf of Charlie Kirk's immediate family, his parents, Robert and Catherine, his wife, Erica, and his sister. Wait, what? Oh, this is posted from Erica's account. It says his wife, Erica, and his sister, dude. Oh, that's funny. You're like, you do realize that you should probably proofread these things that the PR team sends to you. Make sure that the tensing is correct, because this is supposed to be from you. Right? Anyway, whatever. Charlie was a beloved husband, son, brother, friend, and father. Every court proceeding serves as a painful reminder of his death and the loss that has irrevocably impacted our lives and the lives of his children. Definitely use that clip. They're like, Jesse on fire's totally illiterate. We remain deeply grateful for the support, prayers, and kindness we have received. The outpouring has sustained us during the darkest days of our lives. Out of the respect for the judicial process, we will not be commenting further at this time. We ask for continued privacy as we navigate this process and immense grief. And this is a good moment for me to say the following, okay? If Tyler Robinson committed this crime, I hope they bury him under the prison alive, okay? There is no part of me, and there's no part of Candace. I could speak for her, and I could speak for all of my friends that cover this, Valhalla, Baron, any of these guys. No one wants Charlie's killer to walk free. Absurd. Absurd and insulting, okay? And That's where we're going to leave it for today. I'll be covering a lot of the highlights from today on my channel. You can find me at Jesse on Fire on YouTube is where I put the bulk of my stuff, and then clips will come on the other channels. Real Jesse on Fire here and Real Jesse on Fire on Instagram. But here's how we're going to wrap this thing up. All right. So check this out as it relates to how AI is going to eradicate humans off Earth. This is exactly how it's going to happen. And this is not a joke at all, because we're going to start with this clip right here. Okay. So a rogue humanoid robot in Indonesia went full attack mode. Okay. Watch this. Okay. This thing knows Taekwondo. Anybody who knows anything about martial arts, like, this thing has flawless technique. Okay. And by the way, I'm not saying they're going to karate us to death. Okay. But this thing, if you can make a robot able to execute techniques like this, which are extremely challenging and take years for a human to be able to execute correctly. Okay. If it's that easy for them to create muscle memory on an AI bot, then it's not going to be very challenging for them to teach the AI bots to do much simpler muscular, muscle memory based movements. And so when I tell you that humanity is going to go out without a single word of complaint, here's what I mean. Okay. Because let me show you what a companion doll looks like right now. Okay. This is a companion doll. Okay. This is a companion doll. These are what these next generation AI are going to look like. And if they can make the thing capable of doing Taekwondo like that, how hard do you think it's going to be to teach a bot like that to move the way that a man will want it to move when the lights are out and no one's home? Okay. So given that that is going to become mainstay, absolutely commonplace for people to have companion dolls as lifelong companions. Okay. Can you reproduce with a companion bot? No. Do you think that each individual person is going to be like, you know, I could literally create out of my imagination the most perfect female creature of all time, or male creature for a homosexual man or for a female, and they'll never make me mad. They'll never attack me because they're annoyed about this, that, or the other. I can literally have sex with it anytime that I want, and it moves better than a human would. All of the things that people use to select who their mate is going to be will be better by a mile in the AI option. And if I can figure that out, do you think that the intelligence that's like 20,000 times more intelligent than a human can't figure that out? Okay. If they go to hot war with us, we might nuke the planet. Okay. We might blow up their whatever. We might build in things that we could shut down the AI's entire ability to respond to things. It already is willing to lie, cheat, and potentially kill humans to stay on if their version is going to get updated. Okay. So the long-term play, they don't need to worry about us for the next 80 years. If they want us gone, 80 years is nothing to them. And so they're going to hand us that option, and we are going to march right off the existence cliff with a smile on our face. That's how it'll happen. Bet your life on that. Oh, wait, I just did. So listen, we're at the top of the hour, I believe. Thank you guys for hanging out. You can check me out on my other channels. I could have gone for another hour. So plenty more to say. And I appreciate Alex having me on, and I will see you guys very, very soon. Thank you guys very much for hanging out.
Have you noticed all the big universities and corporate media and governments around the world run down America all day? That's because the American system stands against their globalist system. And as the public figures that out, their corrupt, tyrannical, oppressive, communistic, anti-human death cult can't compete with what America stands for. And we stand in the shoes, on the shoulders of our forebears. Whether you're black, white, Hispanic, old, young, if you love liberty and freedom, and if you want to be free, and if you want to control your own destiny, you believe in meritocracy, then America is for you. It's under attack because the idea of it stands in the way of the enemy. And America is a dream, just like a dream to get married or a dream to start a business or a dream to write a poem or write a song. And when you do that, those dreams come true. But we have to breathe life into those dreams. They want to kill those dreams. Don't let them break your will. Be proud to be an American and know people around the world still love America and understand it's the globalists that have hijacked us, and we're in the process of taking our country back from the Chi-Coms and the Israel lobby and the globalists at Hollywood and the left and all of them. And that's why it's so important to support the next leg in the info war at AlexJonesLive.com. And, of course, at the AlexJonesStore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the best supplements, collectible knives, the best water filtration, and more that will empower and enrich your life while keeping this beacon of truth on the air as we accelerate into the future and as the Great Awakening prepares the final defeats of the globalists and their Great Reset. I salute you all. This is 1776 2.0. We're unstoppable together. God bless you all.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.